Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Marines may face Iraq murder charges.
It will continue to move through the legal process until justice is done.
On the road again for Memorial Day.
More than 37 million traveling.
Senate House fight on immigration.
We will sit down and negotiate in good faith.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. Did they go over the line? A military probe has apparently found some Marines deliberately killed Iraqi civilians. We're live in Washington this morning with CBS News correspondent Dan Revie.
Court-martial charges, including murder, expected soon against around a dozen Marines from Camp Pendleton, California, suspected of killing 23 unarmed Iraqis last November. The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General George Casey, today on the CBS News Early Show. Will this damage America's image like the Abu Ghraib prison abuse?
I wouldn't want to categorize it with Abu Ghraib, and then I think we ought to wait and let the investigation take its course before we make any judgments.
General Casey says there is a chance in a difficult environment
that we become hardened to the loss of civilian life.
Live in Washington, Dan Revie, CBS News.
Iraq remains a very violent place. Today, at least 9 people have been killed in a bomb blast at an outdoor market in Baghdad. 30 others were wounded. President Bush held a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Tony Blair last evening, admitting that they've not always made the right choices.
Despite setbacks and missteps, I strongly believe we did and are doing the right thing.
He called the Abu Ghraib abuse the biggest mistake. Mr. Bush took responsibility for how his choice of words may have made things worse.
Saying, bring it on. Kind of tough talk, you know, that sent the wrong signal to people.
Ready, set, go. The Memorial Day weekend is here with millions of Americans traveling from here to there. Live to CBS's Peter King, who's checking the scene on I-95 in Titusville, Florida.
Well, Nick, the early birds have been out since well before dawn.
Want to get there in time to go out for dinner tonight.
Alan Hastings is driving from South Florida to Richmond, Virginia. He could have avoided a 13-hour road trip by flying, but
the price of flying is significantly higher now since the price of oil went up.
He says even with gas at nearly $3 a gallon, 4 tanks for a round trip is still a lot cheaper in his Altima. And AAA says with almost 38 million Americans traveling this weekend, more than 8 in 10 will drive. Live in Titusville, Florida, Peter King, CBS News.
The outcome was expected.
The ayes are 62.
With the backing of the White House, the Senate has okayed its version of immigration reform. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Now the hard part starts, trying to find agreement between a Senate bill that lets most illegal immigrants move towards citizenship and a House bill that tries to force them all to leave. House Republican leader John Boehner says he's hopeful they can come up with a bill, but knows it won't be easy.
We have two very separate and distinct directions that we're going.
The White House has been leaning hard on House Republicans because President Bush wants a bill, but this is an election year and no one is sure he's going to get one. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
This is Steve Futterman in El Centro, California.
We'll have less next year than we had this year.
The Mexican border is only 20 miles away from here.
And less the year following.
But farmers like John Vesey are having trouble getting workers to pick their crops. He says tighter borders are one of the reasons, but farmers also face competition from other industries like the booming construction industry.
Rather than packing lettuce, he's hammering nails and making more money.
Chuck Clem goes to the border each day to recruit workers. He tells them,
I have a lot of work. We pay good. On time, every time.
The farmers say their workforce is also aging.
You don't see the young kids wanting to work on the farm, period.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, El Centro, California.
The two men at the center of the greatest corporate collapse in U.S. history are facing long prison sentences after their convictions yesterday in Houston. Enron founder Ken Lay.
We're shocked. I firmly believe I'm innocent of the charges against me.
Lay and former CEO Jeffrey Skilling were found guilty of fraud and conspiracy. For Enron employees whose retirement accounts were wiped out like Charles Prestwood, there's vindication.
This is the first happy day that I can just kind of like breathe easy in a long time.
Raw emotion in a Russian courtroom. Relatives of some of the victims of the bloody 2004 Beslan school massacre crying out in anger after the judge sentenced the lone surviving attacker to life in prison. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. 3 young girls home in Larkspur got an unwelcome visit this week from a black bear cub.
Yes, it's tends to be very unusual for a bear to go into a house, especially when it knows that people are inside.
Tyler Baskfield with the Division of Wildlife says the girls did the right thing by locking themselves in a room and calling 911. The bear has been put down for public safety reasons. None of the girls were hurt. Baskfield says the bear was probably attracted by the scent of a gingerbread house and other attractions around the home. A propane explosion burns a home and sets a large grass fire in El Paso County. It happened just before 11 o'clock last night near the town of Ramah, east of Colorado Springs.
We had 75 to 80 acres involved in the fire. Also, two structures, barn and the residence, that were completely engulfed.
El Paso County Sheriff Lieutenant Cliff Northam doesn't believe anyone was injured, but says it appears some cattle died and were trapped in the barn. Still too early to determine the cause. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're off to a nice light start this morning. Fortunately, a lot of people have already left town early, so this rush hour drive should be a nice, easy one. Southbound I-25 still looking at speeds up in the 60s coming across 84th Avenue from the Thornton Northland area. Both directions of I-70 are checking clear between 225 and I-270, and the rest of your tech center commute on both I-25 as well as 225 are in great shape as well. Now, taking a look at today's forecast, we'll see a high of 93 degrees today, so overall a gorgeous day with a light chance for showers.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Thank you for calling.
calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichols Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
We'll also be taking your calls as we normally do, so join us on Wednesday.
Don't compare him to Paul Schaefer. That's not fair.
Well, I couldn't think of anything else to compare him to. You know, maybe we'll end up making him a permanent sidekick and talk him into getting off the road. But anyway, he will be here on May the 31st, so if you're a Big Head Todd fan, if you're a big fan of Big Head Todd and the Monsters, or you know somebody that is, tell him he'll be here the morning between 6 and 10, May the 31st. I believe that's a Wednesday morning. That we'll do that, and it'll be an experiment, and we'll see how it goes, and I got a feeling it's just going to go fine. 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One of the big stories here this morning locally is U.S. Senator Ken Salazar pointed out with some satisfaction Thursday night that the Senate had passed a comprehensive immigration reform bill, but that he wasn't one of the 62 senators who voted for it. After spending weeks working to end passage of the bill, Salazar skipped the vote on the measure Thursday to return to Denver to speak at a graduation of his daughter, Andrea, from Denver's North High School. He says, "It was hard for me to leave," Salazar said. "I worked very hard on the bill and had to choose between casting the vote on the final passage of the legislation or my daughter's graduation." Salazar said he had waited so long to leave Washington, "I got on an airplane with 1 minute to go before they slammed the door shut on me. I'm comfortable with my choice because I love my daughter very much. And being part of her graduation tonight where she had anticipated she would be introducing me as her commencement speaker, was very, very important to me. He said, Salazar told the more than 200 graduating seniors that there are serious issues facing the United States and the world, and he implored them to get involved. We live in some very troubling times, he said. I think if you think of the hatred that we have seen with regard to this immigration reform debate, and if you see the violence in Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, Israel, and all over the Middle East, and what is happening in Latin America, Salazar said, there are some very, very tough challenges that we face. Question is here, did Salazar do the right thing? Did he do the right thing in not staying to vote on this landmark bill, or did he do the right thing by coming home? You don't want to know what my answer would be? My answer would be, if he knew that the bill was going to pass anyway, what difference does it make whether he voted on it or not? And that he came home, and that he wanted to be at his daughter's high school graduation, that to me, as much as I'm critical of the senator, that to me is family values. Isn't that family values? During the hour of no power here, we're speaking about family values. I think it's family values that you want to be home. Now, if the bill was going to be tight and every vote counted, I can understand him saying, well, I can't come because I've got to sit here and I've got to vote because I need my vote to get it passed. But you know what? With 62 senators that voted for it, it didn't sound very tight to me. So unless my count is off. So Salazar basically erred on the side of his family. I find nothing wrong with that. I know there's going to be people that are going to be mad at him for it, and I can understand that. And he has made some controversial votes in the past, and as, the bill is controversial itself, and one of the things that it does is it favors the business community, but Salazar chose not to vote on it, so there are going to be some that are, you know, going to be upset at him for not doing it. Let's go to Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get you on there. There we go, Jim. Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good for a Friday morning.
I can't support this bill. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't really go after employers, actually.
Well, it, in fact, grants amnesty to employers.
Yeah.
Any employer, you know, if an immigrant participates in the program to get themselves out of illegal status, the employer's immunized.
See, I don't think it should have anything to do with the employer. I think it only should have to do with the immigrant.
I would go the other way. As a condition for transferring from illegal status to legal status, I would require any individual applying to rat out their employer and testify against them.
Yeah. I have the same feeling. I'm so tired, and we talked about it yesterday exhaustively with David Sirota, both in the morning show and then when I sat in for Ed Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so tired of business getting off the hook. I'm so tired of them getting a pass. And I'm not saying that the small businessman should be beat up or the small businesswoman and penalized. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the big corporations
that hire
a lot of labor.
I'm talking about them across the board. Okay? As the son of a union man and a union woman, my mother called the first public school teacher strike in the country. You know, I don't care if they're large employers or small employers. People have a right to a living wage.
I agree 100%.
And the use of illegal immigrants, whether it's by large employers or small employers, is undermining the ability of people to get a living wage.
And if
we don't understand that, and if we as progressives don't realize that this is what's going on, you know, I'm very close, quite simply, to withdrawing my participation from the process.
Well, what does that get you?
I don't know.
Doesn't get you anything. How about the idea that this gives progressives an historic chance to bring up the conditions of wages in this country, and the fact is that we've got people in this country who are not making a livable wage, the minimum wage hasn't been raised since 1997.
But we wouldn't need to, Jay, if we didn't have...
Yeah, but the point is, we should be... I hear the passion in your voice, but I'm asking you to consider the fact that, you know what, as corporate profits grow... And as the economy, quote-unquote, grows by 3, 4, 5%, the one thing that doesn't grow is wages stay stagnant, basically, when you add in inflation. It's about time we had a discussion in this country about people's wages, and we're not having this discussion.
Well, in fact, Jay, among the 65 million American workers who have a high school education or less, wages have gone down.
Well, we're having a race to the bottom.
And the unemployment rate among that group of American workers is not less than 5%. It's over 10%. And that doesn't include the 8 million workers who are not looking for jobs anymore.
Okay, I hear the outrage in your voice, but the point is, if you withdraw your support for anything, if you sit there and say, okay, I'm not going to participate, tell me how that's going to make things better.
Well, I may go back to a policy I had after my radical days as a youth. And that was, I would vote to create a deadlock in government.
That's not going to help anything. That's not going to get anything done either.
So that we never have a situation where both the legislative and executive branches are held by one party.
Well, you know what?
You know what?
If you're a labor guy and if you're steeped in labor history, then you go back over labor history and you tell me which party has been better and kinder to the labor movement, the Republicans or the Democrats.
They have both sold out the labor movement.
Who has been better? Who are you? All right, let me rephrase it another way for you. Who are you more inclined to get your agenda under? The Republicans or the Democrats?
My agenda, neither.
Are you more inclined to get it under Salazar, or are you more inclined to get it under Allard?
I'll get my agenda under neither.
Okay.
I'll get a bunch of Band-Aids.
Well, you're fooling yourself.
Salazar.
You know, I'm sorry, we disagree. And I hear the passion and anger in your voice, but you're fooling yourself. Jim, thank you. I appreciate the call, man. Have a good weekend. All right, one line open at 30. No, actually, I got three lines open. No, actually, now I got four lines open at 303-713-7600. I mean, I'll give the same speech I give every single day about the Democratic Party, which is it 100% perfect? No. But you know what? 80% of something or 85% of something is better than the 100% of nothing. And that's what you're going to end up getting. And this whole thing about, I got in a fight with a woman yesterday on Schultz's show. Not really a fight, but we got into a passionate, entanglement about it. About this whole thing about, well, you know what, I'm just not going to do anything, and you can't do anything, and you blah, blah, blah. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I believe that we can take over the Democratic Party, and I believe that we can change the Democratic Party. And I think people like Ned Lamont in Connecticut are showing that it can be done. Look at the trouble he's giving Lieberman, and we just need more of it. And you know what? Salazar needs to be challenged, too, when he comes up. And we need a progressive Democrat to run against him in a primary situation. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6. Four lines open, 303-713.
Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It, the new album from Dork, includes the new single, F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of The Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD release party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the Vans Warped Tour. Check WeAreDork.com for details.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, A Master's Course in Becoming a Millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 4Bruce.com. That's the number 4Bruce.com. That's the number 4Bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 4Bruce.com now.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Twenty-five minutes after six. High today, 88 thunderstorms, and it's time to give away more gasoline to three Progressive Club members every hour. So here goes. Actually, now we've made it four. Jennifer Howell of Denver, Chad Emmerich of Aurora, and Megan Willard of Denver, and Mike Vigil of Aurora. You now have, the four of you have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call us at 303-631-2760 to claim $100 worth of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you didn't win this time, don't worry. I've got four more names to give out coming up next hour at 720. And if you're not a Progressive Club member, sign up now at AM 760. But I'm looking for Jennifer Howell of Denver, Chad Emmerich of Aurora, Megan Willard of Denver, and Mike Vigil, or Vigil, but it'd be Vigil, is actually what it would be, of Aurora. So I'm looking for you guys. Call in, and we want to give you some gasoline. All right, it's open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to George in Greenwood Village. George, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm looking at the post this morning. It says sources. It's in page two under briefing. Sources say columnist told Rove he wouldn't ID him. You
yeah.
Can you add any more to this?
I'll hang up
and you go ahead.
Oh, all right. You want me to do it that way?
You bet.
Okay, thanks. Right. That comes from the Murray Wass article, which has been bobbing in and out of the National Journal now for the last couple of days. Let me read a little bit of it to you. It's a CIA leak investigation. Rove Novak call was concerned to leak investigators. On September 29, 2003, 3 days after it became known that the CIA had asked the Justice Department to investigate who leaked the name of covert CIA officer Valerie Plame, columnist Robert Novak telephoned White House senior advisor Karl Rove to assure Rove that he would protect him from being harmed by the investigation, according to people with firsthand knowledge of the federal grand jury testimony of both men. Suspicious that Rove and Novak might have devised a cover story during the conversation to protect Rove, federal investigators briefed then-Attorney General John Ashcroft on the matter in the early stages of the investigation in the fall of 2003, according to officials with direct knowledge of those briefings. Ashcroft oversaw the CIA plane leak probe for 3 months until he recused himself and allowed Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald to be named to take over the investigation on December 30th, 2003. Ashcroft received routine briefings about the status of the investigation from October to December of that year. Sources said that Ashcroft received a special briefing on a highly sensitive issue of the September 29th conversation between Novak and Rove because of the concerns of federal investigators that a well-known journalist might have been involved in an effort to not only protect a source, but also work in tandem with the president's chief political advisor to stymie the FBI. Now, Rove testified to the grand jury that during his telephone call with Novak, the columnist said words to effect, "You are not going to get burned, and I don't give up my sources."
According to people familiar with the testimony, Rove has been one of the two senior administration officials who has been sources for the July 4th, 2003 column in which Novak outed Plame as an agency operative. Rove and Novak have talked about Plame on July 9th, or had talked about Plame on July 9th, 5 days before the Novak column was published. So that's what's going on there. And there's more to this. And by the way, you can see this online if you go to the National Journal, because it is a copyrighted story from the National Journal from Thursday, May the 25th. That's yesterday. So you can go to the National Journal online and you can see the story. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, and we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about. I still maintain that Karl Rove is going to get it. I still side with David Schuster and also Richard Wolff of Newsweek, even though Jason Leopold said it was going to happen a couple of weeks ago and it hasn't. I mean, this is a guy who hasn't heard from the grand jury now and hasn't heard from Patrick Fitzgerald in 29 days after that many appearances before a grand jury, and Fitzgerald plays his cards very close to the vest, and he's kept very, very quiet. So, you know what? I think it's coming. I don't know if it'll be next week, the week after, or when, but I believe Rove will ultimately end up getting it. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Left Business Observer Doug Henwood, editor and publisher, about what went on with the Ken Lay, Jeffrey Skilling situation. And then we'll take more of your calls, too, at 303-713-7600. It's 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Amelia Earhart, you have, is the temperature 91 today?
93.
93? I've got 88.
Yesterday you had 83, and I had 88.
And what was the actual temperature?
I didn't check. I'm over it. You're going to win every time.
Well, how do you know?
I'm going to forget what I said.
Well, how do you... Okay, let's just try it again. Let's try it for Friday, and we'll find out on Tuesday.
Okay. What are you doing for Memorial Day?
What am I doing for Memorial Day? Uh-huh. As little as possible.
Okay.
I'm going to lay around on my fat tuchus and do nothing.
Sounds like a plan.
What are you going to do for Memorial Day?
Well, I'll be reporting traffic that morning for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll probably hang out outside.
You're not going to do any flying this weekend?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
We'll be very busy.
There'll be a lot of air traffic up there?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be flying recreationally at Centennial, so.
So you won't be doing it?
No, I'll probably hang out at home or maybe go wakeboarding, something out the lake.
Wakeboarding?
Wakeboarding, yeah.
No. Is that anything like the CIA uses? Is that anything like waterboarding?
Not quite.
What is wakeboarding?
It's, I guess you could call it a version of water skiing, but your feet are on one board and you kind of ride it like a snowboard and you get pulled behind a boat. That's what I did all day yesterday between work shifts.
It was wakeboarding.
Uh-huh. I took pictures. I'll show you.
Okay, well, we can't wait to see what those look like. I'm sure we'll be holding our breath. When are we going to get to see these masterpieces?
I want to inform you, is all.
Yeah. Well,
that way you can be,
When are we going to get? When are we going to get to see how this works?
I can bring them up after this report.
Okay. Well, the younger generation at work. Okay. Anyway, what's going on with the traffic?
All right, luckily not much this morning. It looks like a lot of people got out of town pretty early this morning and actually last night as well. So the rush hour drive is nice and light. The one jam we have lies along southbound I-225 right between Yosemite and I-25, making your way between Aurora and the Tech Center. Up on the north end, southbound I-25 is also jamming up just a bit between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. Across our side streets, we do have a crash in the cleanup stages blocking up the ramp from eastbound 84th Avenue to northbound I-25. So you will find some minor delays getting onto the highway, but overall, this is not your typical rush hour drive at all. So if you are leaving home, you probably can give yourself just a few extra minutes to get ready this morning. Now, in today's forecast, we'll see that high of 93 degrees, and we do have a chance
to get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Chasm Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years.
the new cars, and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Hi, my name is Mitch Geller and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know many people don't like lawyers, and I can understand that. There are many that I don't like. But when you're in trouble and you need a lawyer, you need a good one. Psychologists tell us that next to the death of a spouse or a child, divorce is the most traumatic event that most people will deal with in their lives. And it's a time when you need a lot of support and help. I know because I've been there. I can't take the pain away, but I can protect your rights, help preserve your property, and help you maintain your relationship with your kids. And I've developed a new system of flat rate fees for some cases that will keep runaway attorney's fees from gobbling up everything you own. And if I can help with that, I feel pretty good about what I do and who I am. If you need help with a divorce or have been injured in an accident or charged with a crime, give me a call. That's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800. Once again, that's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800.
We wear spandex suits rather than Brooks Brothers suits, but unlike other consultants, our services are free. Contact the Ride Arrangers for information on carpools, vanpools, telework, and other programs that can boost morale and your bottom line. Call 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Or visit us online at drcog.org.
The Ride Arrangers are brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 88, thunderstorms in the forecast. Well, you found out yesterday that former Enron Corporation chiefs Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling were convicted of conspiracy and securities and wire fraud, one of the biggest business scandals in U.S. history. On the line to discuss the verdicts is our old buddy Doug Henwood, contributing editor at The Nation magazine and editor of Left Business Observer. His latest book is After the New Economy, published by the New Press. And Doug, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
I said to David Sirota yesterday, who I had on, and I'll ask you the same question. Is this a show trial? Is this a way for the Justice Department to say, see, we go after people like this, but in reality, there are a lot of other corporate cheats that just seem to get away through lack of prosecution.
Oh, I think to some degree, yeah. I mean, these guys were really egregious. They were extreme, even by the standards of the late 1990s. But I think we need to remember that this kind of behavior is ubiquitous throughout corporate America during the time. And even, you know, it's kind of celebrated. This is really management theorists and all kinds of people came up with brilliant ideas of how to run corporations. And a lot of economists were talking about how we had entered a new post-material era, where it's all about ideas rather than things. And Enron embodied a lot of that stuff, and certainly there was a lot of criminality about it. But in the late 80s or early 90s, the Wall Street Journal did a roundup of the savings and loan crisis, which is, of course, now forgotten, but cost the government about $200 right. billion dollars to bail out. And they said the meaning of the crisis was that it had involved the corruption of the entire professional class in the United States, lawyers, regulators, politicians, economists, pundits, everybody. And I think to some degree we saw the same thing in the late 1990s. Everybody was cheerleading this thing on. Even, you know, now the great liberal hero Paul Krugman was a paid consultant to Enron and writing nice things about him. So this was very, very, very widespread stuff, and even though these guys were probably the worst of the lot, there's certainly a lot more guilt to go around.
I didn't even know that about Paul Krugman. When did he work for Enron?
He had a consulting contract in, I think, 96 or 97, something like that, and he had a Fortune column at the time, a column in Fortune magazine, and he was talking about what geniuses they were, so it was, it was everywhere.
Mm. So this really has a lot of tentacles and reached out and touched a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, we also need to recall that management theorists, going back to the 1980s, said that the way to get corporate managers to behave the most to get the best out of corporate managers was to compensate them not with straight salary but with stock, and that would align their interests with the shareholders and inspire them to great feats of productive management. And we saw this come to fruition with the Enron thing, that when managers' pay depends so much on the stock price, when the board of directors' pay depends upon the stock price, then they will do everything they need to get the stock price up and keep it there. And that's why you saw so much fraud at Enron and many other places. So the scandal really has a long pedigree going back into the early 80s, and a whole lot of economists and management theorists suggesting this is the perfect way to run corporations. And that hasn't changed a bit. We're still doing the same thing. And it really looks like corporate managers are playing games with their accounting all over again, because nothing really changed after the bubble burst in 2000.
6:39, it's 39 minutes past the hour. Doug Henwood, editor of the Left Business Observer. His latest book is After the New Economy, on the line with us. We're talking about Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling. What about this idea, and a caller advanced it actually yesterday, and it seems plausible to me. Ken Lay and George W. Bush had a personal relationship. You know, he called him Kenny Boy. How about if Ken Lay appeals this long enough that Bush eventually pulls a Mark Rich and pardons him? Do you see that coming down the line?
I suppose that's possible. I think...
Or would the public not stand for it?
For a guy whose approval ratings are hugging 30%, I think that would be... unless he did it, you know, in his last days in the White House... and didn't really care about how history viewed him. I guess he may have nothing to lose if the current things continue. But that's certainly possible. But I think that would be such a scandal that even Bush wouldn't go that far.
Have we learned anything from Enron? And what I mean by have we learned anything, have any rules significantly changed now since this whole thing broke out, or are we still doing business the same as usual?
No, it's pretty much the same. Very little changed. You know, in the past, when we had these episodes of market mania and corruption and collapse, there were very substantial regulatory changes and even kind of a moral searching, soul searching that went through society. We don't see anything like that now. Nothing like that happened after the bubble burst in 2000. Very few rules were changed. There was the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which requires managers essentially to swear that the accounts that they're presenting are true, and they complain about that to no end, and there's a lot of talk about easing the burden. So really, essentially, nothing changed. And, you know, something that's gotten lost in all this is Enron was a gigantic pseudo-bank. They were running all these kinds of bizarre derivatives contracts that nobody really understood until after the fact, and companies are still doing this. Banks, you know, for all their many faults, at least have a lot of disclosure requirements and get supervised by a whole bunch of regulators. But entities like Enron still exist now with enormous financial structures that are of great potential risk to the whole financial system. Nobody even knows what they're up to, much less talks about regulating them. They don't even know what's on their books.
So to dovetail back to my first question, essentially, these guys were so egregious that the Justice Department couldn't ignore them. But basically, it's a show trial because these kinds of practices are still going on today, and the people that are pulling it off are not being chased by the Justice Department.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's a way in which they serve this kind of ideological purpose of saying, see, we did something about this. We can close the book on that era. And even as I was reading some of the news coverage this morning, it's pretty much playing along with that game. It was a symbol of an era. Which it certainly was, but there's no sense that that this were pervasive practices and then and to a somewhat lesser extent now, but it's still going on now. It's not like it was in the late 90s just because the market environment is less insane. But there's an awful lot of shenanigans going on, and that's just continuing. It's pretty much business as usual.
Both Lay and Skilling will appeal this. Think they'll beat it?
No, I don't think so. The feds usually win almost all their cases. You know, if you get indicted by the feds, you have a 90% chance of being found guilty. So it's pretty rare that something like this would be overturned.
Boy, I hope that goes for Scooter Libby and possibly for Karl Rove. There, I said it openly.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one.
All right, Doug, thank you so much this morning. I appreciate you being on the program, as always.
And, okay, anytime.
And we'll talk to you again.
Okay, bye.
All right, there's Doug Henwood of the Left Business Observer and his take on the whole Enron situation. Open phones continues here at 303-713-7600. I have three lines open, and if you want to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, we'll certainly entertain it, because that's what open phones are all about on Friday morning during the hour of no power. 303-713-7600, 3 open line.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Got over 500 good-looking vehicles on the lot, and great folks out there to entertain you and also to take care of you, too, at Rocky's Autos. Folks like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Spanky, and Colby, and Dave Dunn, and all the great folks that work at Rocky's, that work so hard and make Rocky's the success that it is year after year after year. And every automobile that Rocky sells is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so they're open until 9 p.m. Virtually this entire weekend, with the exception of Sunday. So get on out there and see them. You can also check them out online at rockysautos.com. Check out their inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and just basically get to know them online at rockysautos.com. The matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and what you get is you get $3,000 down towards your next vehicle, and they have got all kinds of cars, including the original American sports cars, if they've still got some left out there. Those are the Corvettes. They've got everything from Toyota, Honda, Saab, Volkswagen, Pontiac. I mean, they've just Chevy, Dodge, Nissan. They've got it all at Rocky's, and at great prices, with good people to deal with. Rocky's Autos. Check them out. They're located, you can't miss them, big sign out there, corner of 63rd and Federal.
All across America, cops are stepping up safety belt enforcement. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. If you don't buckle up, expect a ticket. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Aggressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
I don't know about any of those two things. I don't know about a shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. I try to keep my powder dry if I can. 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour, AM760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. High today, 88. Thunderstorms in the forecast. It's open phones, 303-713-7600, and we go to Deb in Loveland. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Well, I
And I do appreciate what you said to the young man who wants to quit on both the Democrats and Republicans. Just a short thing about Thomas Paine, who said the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And he ought to have known, because he not only had to worry about the corruption of King George against the colonists, but he had to work on fighting an entire revolution. And really, whether we write letters to the editor or stand on the corner and with the peace signs or crawl under the fence in Georgia and protest the school of the Americas, that's what we have, and we've got to realize it. We've got a fight on our hands, and it's not enough just to go and vote. All that's a heck of a good start, but we've got to work for our candidates. We've got to put our money where our mouth is for our candidates, and we've got to supervise our candidates once they get elected and realize that they're being slammed on by the corporations and the corrupt administration every day. And if we think that we can just go and vote and then sit back in our easy chair and just watch the funnies, you know, in the newspaper or the cartoons, we've got another thing coming.
Well, I've often threatened to talk about this. I've never gotten around to it, but I'd love to do an hour on this, about why it is that we seem to possess, those of us who are progressives and on the left, why we seem to possess this doomsday cynicism that comes up out of about every seventh or eighth or ninth caller. And I got a couple of yesterday when I sat in for Ed Schultz about how, oh, you know, they can't do this, and that the, you know, voting machines, and then this, and they go on and on and on and on and on. And meanwhile, you know, you ask them, well, you know, like, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing about it? Or, you know, I mean, this whole thing about, well, I'm going to withdraw my support, or I'm not going to be involved, or, I mean, what does that in the end get you? You know, even if the nominee of your party, even if the nominee of your party is not the person that you would specifically want to see there, you have a better chance getting your agenda across under that person than you do either sitting it out, voting for a third party, or turning around and not, and you know, and voting for the other guy, or you know, sitting it out and not voting at all because you don't like something, you know, that I mean, we operate too much on constituency politics and not enough on unity. And I've said this a million times, and I'll tell you, when they sit over there at the, on the right, one thing they're good at doing, they can have all the screaming arguments they want to, but they keep it behind closed doors. They don't air it out in public. And they stick together with each other, and they're good at making deals, and they're good at having accords. And you know what? They keep winning election after election, and we keep losing election after election. So that must tell us something. Don't you think that tells us something?
Well, it tells us to fight like hell against the corruption of the black box balloting mechanism, which I do believe has been helpful in winning elections. But you're right. You have to do it all. You can't. And we have to realize what the situation is, because this is hugely corrupt.
It's a battle. It's a war. And in any war, there's going to be setbacks. And you know what?
That's
you get
right.
Those setbacks, you suffer them, and you keep moving, and you keep moving forward. And I don't understand why people can't see this and why we have a tendency to cannibalize and stab our own. I think nothing is more evident to that, and nothing is a better example of that than the cannibalizing and the stabbing of this radio station by various people. I've brought that up before. I've mentioned it before. In other words, instead of taking the totality of the station 24/7 and the fact that it's here, we have to minutely pick out little things that we don't like and amplify them and make them big deals about your doing.
You mean, you know, listen, I'm listening today and I heard a spot from Walmart. Why are you running a spot from Walmart?
You know what? Because it keeps us on the air, that's why. And the fact is what about the other 24/7? Where you have all this other programming going on. Why aren't you appreciative about that? You know, I'm sick and tired of this whole negative doomsday type of thing that's going on here when, you know what, we can win. We just need to take a tip from our political opposites across the aisle. And the fact is that they stick together, and you know something? They know how to get things done, and they don't go at each other. And, you know, it's a rare time when they do, like now over immigration. But basically, they hang together and they keep winning elections.
I won't be as charitable about them as you. All those investigations about about the corruption. They've got a lot of millions of dollars.
Well, I'm not saying they're good people. I'm not being charitable. I'm not saying they're good people. I'm saying, though, that you can take things from other people and that are successful and borrow them. I'm not saying you can't speak up against things inside your own party that you don't like or your own movement that you don't like. But the thing is you got to keep it in proper perspective. And to call a talk show and call day after day, and I get this virtually every day from at least one or two or sometimes three callers about how, oh, we just can't and it won't. You know what? I don't want to hear won't and I don't want to hear can't. What I want to hear is we'll do and we'll get it done. That's what I want to hear. Deb, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Pat in Longmont. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Pat.
I hope I'm not a doomsday caller.
I don't think you are. You don't sound like one to me. You don't sound like one to me, Pat.
Okay, I had to go to the doctor's yesterday, and I was sitting in the office and struck up a conversation with a lady that was next to me who was a Republican.
Right.
And we had a really nice conversation. It was so nice to have a really nice conversation. And she's very disenchanted with the current administration. You know, for a lot of reasons, including the lack of work that's been done down to the Katrina victims, that, you know, that we've had a national disaster and that part of the country's been abandoned, basically, by the administration.
Well, I mean, you should bring up to her the fact that if Bush hadn't been so insistent on those tax cuts and hadn't cut the money that the Army Corps of Engineers wanted and hadn't cut the money that would have gone for the protections of the levees, and the wetlands there, that economic damage might not have happened. I mean, that's the result of Bush's, tax-cutting selfish agenda.
Yeah, I didn't get into anything that could stir arguments. I kind of stayed on the places that we agreed.
Right.
And she totally is not, she says she's definitely voting Democrat in the next election.
Oh, that's good.
But, there's a but. Unless Hillary Clinton gets that nomination, she just couldn't bring herself to vote for Hillary. And, you know, I know there's a lot of Democrats that aren't too sure about Hillary either. I hope we have someone else to choose from. I'm afraid that if Hillary's our nominee, we might not make it. So.
Well, I think there's a lot of us out there that feel that Hillary is not the right person, that it isn't the right time for her to run,
right.
And that we hope that there will be somebody else out there, and there will be. I mean, there will be Mark Warner from Virginia. There will be Russell Feingold from Wisconsin. There will be, and I know I'm going to hurt somebody by leaving, you know, somebody's name out, but there's Tom Vilsack, I believe, of Iowa. Tom Daschle is talking about possibly running. Joseph Biden, who I don't particularly care for, but he's going to run. I don't know him, but I've seen him twice in person, but, I mean, I wouldn't vote for him for president, but, I mean, he's out there. There may be some others who may join, but there'll be a field of candidates out there, and maybe Al Gore might run again, John Kerry, John Edwards. So there'll be a field of candidates out there. You know what it amounts to? Somebody told me this yesterday, and I really believe this is true. Think about this. The first person who runs in the primaries, the first person who attacks Hillary Clinton will be set aside from the rest of them and will become a formidable opponent and will get noticed. Because Democrats, at least the Democrats in office, not those of us who talk about this every day, they have a habit of not wanting to say anything critical about Hillary Clinton. And the first person who steps forward, and it might be Russ Feingold, might be the first person who fires the shot, says something about Hillary Clinton, is going to find an awful lot of people rallying behind him.
Yeah, I left that conversation feeling hopeful for a long, you know, for the first time in a long time, because it was, I mean, she's really, really feels like this administration has gone way, way, way off the path.
Well, 67% of Americans feel we're on the wrong track, so you're not alone. And by the way, that's a nice thing to hear when you have to go to some place like the dentist.
Yeah, it was the doctor, but it was nice. It was a nice conversation.
All right, Pat, thank you. You made my morning. Thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
bye.
It. All right. Thank you for the call. 303-713-7600, and we'll take more of your calls here. It's open phones coming up at 7:30. We'll talk to Morgan Carroll, State Representative Morgan Carroll, about her ethics bill. Meanwhile, I got three open lines here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. It's your Friday morning, and it's your chance to get on and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. They may drill at Anwar. Any reaction to that? We'll talk about that. I mean, we can talk about a whole host of things. It's whatever you want. We're here for you, and I thank you for being part of the program.
N760, Progressive Talk, the Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to salute all the men and women of the United States Armed Forces who have given their lives so that we can live as free Americans. Memorial Day is a time to celebrate and salute those brave fighters who have given their lives in service to this country. Come support All American Vogue at 10 South Broadway in Denver, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140 so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News. I'm Peter King, live along Interstate 95 in Titusville, Florida, where Memorial Weekend travelers are in it for the long haul.
850 miles, roughly 13 hours.
He's driving from South Florida to Virginia. AAA says more than 31 million Americans will drive, and even with higher gas prices, it's still cheaper than flying, say, from Miami to Washington.
Our total expense was less than $900, as opposed to would have cost us over $2,000 to do it if we had flown.
More than 4 million will fly this weekend. TSA's Christopher White says the security lines will move more quickly if you're prepared.
Don't bring prohibited items. Here in Orlando alone, we find over 600 to 800 lighters per day.
I'm Peter King, live in Titusville, Florida. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
The Marine Corps Commandant has gone to Iraq to lay down the law about the use of lethal force. CBS's David Martin reports that some Marines could be facing murder charges in the shooting last November that left 23 Iraqi civilians dead. George Casey, the top general in Iraq, tells the CBS News Early Show it's too soon to characterize the incident.
I wouldn't want to categorize it with Abu Ghraib, and then I think we ought to wait and let the investigation take its course before we make any judgments on the relevance of it.
The New York Times says a report on the incident is expected to accuse some Marines of widespread unprovoked attacks on civilians. In Baghdad today, more grief for Iraqi families. Bombs killed at least 9 people and wounded 50 more. Supporters of the Senate bill that would legalize millions of illegal immigrants know they have their work cut out. Senator John McCain says he's reaching out to fellow Republicans in the House who prefer tougher border enforcement.
We will sit down and negotiate in good faith to try to resolve an issue that all of us are in total agreement must be resolved.
In Warsaw, more than 250,000 Poles braved a drenching rain to hear Pope Benedict say Mass in a downtown square.
This is the first outdoor Mass that Benedict has held in Poland. It's not nearly as big as the ones held by his predecessor, John Paul II. In fact, it is in Pilsudski Square in central Warsaw, where John Paul II in 1979 is given credit for having launching the Solidarity movement on its way to bringing down communism.
CBS's Alan Pizzi with the Pope in Poland. In Evansville, Indiana, 2 women were hurt when the floor of an old church collapsed into the basement during a service last night. A neighbor tried to help.
They were running out the building. I thought maybe it was just hot. And they were like, somebody call 911, somebody call 911.
Storms made a shambles of things in parts of southwestern Ohio overnight.
I looked out the window and things were just flying all over the place.
Another man watched some propane tanks go up in smoke in Clyde, Ohio.
The first thing we seen was the fireballs in Cape Hughes unit back here that exploded.
And I mean it exploded big time.
Tens of thousands of homes lost power. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Hard as it may be to imagine, there are individuals in this world who have a passion for accounting. That's right, accounting. The accountants of Grant Thornton are just such folks. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement, that have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Maybe that's why their clients are so passionate about them. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood File.
It's Memorial Weekend Madness at CompUSA. Starting with a Midnight Madness this Friday, 6 p.m. to midnight, then Saturday, 9 till noon. Get an Acer laptop for just $399, plus nearly $500 worth of accessories. Or get a 40-inch Olivia LCD TV with $800 instant savings, plus a free Xbox 360, a $399 value. Till midnight Friday and Saturday till noon at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Offers after rebates with activation and purchase of Vonage and Sprint service. Prices vary in Connecticut while supplies last. See store for details.
Prison could be next for two executives convicted in the Enron collapse. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the story.
Ken Lay said he was shocked at the jury's verdict.
Certainly this was not the outcome we expected.
Prosecutor Sean Berkowitz said the verdict won't bring back the millions Enron employees lost, but he said it should provide others comfort that the government will look out for them.
The jury has spoken and they have sent an unmistakable message to boardrooms across the country. You can't lie to shareholders. You can't put yourselves in front of your employees' interests.
Lay and Jeff Skilling were convicted of lying about Enron's financial unraveling while selling their own stock. The company went bankrupt in 2001. Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A black bear enters a home in Larkspur.
In this particular case, this bear probably was attracted to the area due to the scent of the gingerbread cooking and some other attractants outside the house.
Who wouldn't be? The Division of Wildlife's Tyler Bassfield says three young girls were actually in the home at the time. They barricaded themselves in a room and called 911. The bear ended up being put down. More than 21 million passengers traveling by plane this Memorial Day holiday. According to the Air Transport Association, ATA Vice President John Heimlich says, you better get ready for long lines.
The travelers who would often travel at off-peak should just expect a period that is more consistently peaked. And I think they need to just assume that it's going to be busy when they're there and limit their carry-on, et cetera, things they would normally do.
The ATA expects this to be the busiest summer for flying that we've seen since the year 2000. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, the holiday drive is well underway, and while our roads are actually pretty light, the drive out to DIA is picking up. Our security wait time at the airport is now up around 15 minutes, but luckily there's still plenty of parking in all the lots this morning. Now, your commute up into Summit County along westbound I-70 is also check and clear. Your speeds are on the high side, and all that construction at the Eisenhower Tunnel is wrapped up as well. Now, back in the metro area, we do have a few jams underway along southbound I-25. You'll find heavy traffic between 120th and 84th. And across I-225, stretching southbound between 6th Avenue and Mississippi, and then once again between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 93 degrees with a chance.
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
Eco Potting Mix, now available at the Home Depot and Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. The secret for growing the healthiest flowers, it's eco.
Regency Window.
Hi, this is Dave Logan with good advice. Log on to BristolWindows.com to register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. That's BristolWindows.com.
All across America, cops are stepping up safety belt enforcement. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. If you don't buckle up, expect a ticket. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, your Lexapro test pilot. And don't forget, coming up May the 31st, Wednesday morning, Big Head Todd will be here live to play intros, music intros in and out of the show, and also to participate, to co-host. And Big Head Todd's going to be kind of like my Paul Schaefer. on Wednesday, May the 31st. So you want to join us for Big Head Todd, a Big Head Todd of the Monsters on Wednesday, May the 31st. Todd does talk. It'll be a great morning. Okay, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey. Hi, Bob.
You guys, I just can't appreciate enough yesterday, Mr. Shiroda, and having the people on that you bring on the air to kind of give us a real insight of what's going on and the truth and everything that's out there.
Well, thanks.
I just think you just do a wonderful job, Jay. I really, really, really do, and all of Air America. And my comment today is about these guys that are calling in and talking about this possible conspiracy on 9/11. You know, we went through that. I'm in my 60s. We went through that when Kennedy died, that there was a conspiracy that
Lee Harvey Oswald hadn't acted alone.
Oh, yeah, and they even thought that the vice president was behind it, all this kind of stuff. And the only thing I can think of, and it's a kind of an analogy, you know, and I think this has happened to every adult. You take your young children out to a parade because you want to show them, hey, how good a parade is, the marching bands and everything's there, and they have live animals in the parade. And I've been out to a parade where I've had horses and an elephant. Well, guess what happens? During the parade, the animals go poo-poo. And that's all the kids remember. They don't remember the marching bands. They don't remember the whole charisma of the parade and everything else. No, they're all giggling and laughing about the horses and the elephants going poo-poo. And I think it's the same way. We are in such a problem in this country. We've got to take back this country and bring it back to where the heck it is, as Mr. Shiroda pointed out yesterday. And I think that these guys that are running after this 9/11 conspiracy thing are like the little kids running looking at the parade.
Well, there are some answers about 9/11 that should, there are some things that should be answered, specifically, Bush's neglect of having that intelligence information and that public, presidential public briefing memo and doing nothing about it, and the Bush administration's arrogance when it comes to others trying to tell them something, and particularly the arrogance towards the Clinton administration. But going off after all of these theories is a total and complete waste of time. It's not going to get you anywhere. The only thing you can do is change leadership and then maybe get a real investigation into 9/11. That's the only thing you can do. That's the only choice you have.
I agree with you 100%. That's what I'm saying. We, you know, not that you're absolutely right. The conspiracy of incompetence, you're absolutely right, Jay. That's what you said to that gentleman or a couple other people that called. And we can correct that once we get in charge and look in there. But now I think the focus really needs to be getting the country back to the people and getting it out of corporation hands.
We've got to win back the Congress. We've got to win back the White House. Bob, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That opens up a line at 303-713-7600. Dave in Fort Lupton. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I just wanted to thank you for helping out my wife, Tressa Wagoner.
Oh, no problem.
They ended up winning, but thanks for your help anyway.
Oh, you bet.
How do we get this country out of corporations' hands? I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans both are entrenched in that nonsense. And it doesn't benefit them to vote for campaign finance reform.
Well, I think David Sirota's book lays out some pretty good ideas. You got to start locally, and you got to start on a local level, and you have to start grooming politicians on a local level and getting them used to the idea that they're responsible to the local voters, not to hire our corporations. And so you've got to work on the local, like in the local vineyards. The other thing we have to push for is public financing of campaigns, which would take the big money out of it. The third thing is that the Netroots and the Internet movement is going to have some effect on it, because more and more money is now being raised off the Internet than ever before, and most of that comes from small contributors who are only putting forward $25, $50 at a shot and are enabling various candidates who normally wouldn't have a chance and wouldn't have a chance at any kind of funding on a mass basis to be able to get money. So that's changing the dynamics of it, and we're beginning to see things happen that normally you wouldn't. And one of the things that a good example of this is what's going on with Joseph Lieberman and Ned Lamont. Ned Lamont, who is a political neophyte who just decided to run against Joseph Lieberman one day because he didn't like Lieberman's stance against the war. Well, in the Connecticut State Assembly, in the Democratic State Assembly, he got a third of the votes, which puts him on the ballot and now puts Lieberman in a primary challenge. Now, who knows if Ned Lamont can beat to Joseph Lieberman, but one thing's for sure, Lamont's going to give Lieberman trouble. And as somebody like Lamont starts to catch on, and there are people out there who do not like Joseph Lieberman, start to get hip to Ned Lamont, then what they do is they do what, for instance, I did, which is they slide over to Ned Lamont's website and contribute some money to Ned Lamont. So, you know, he's able to pick up funding that way. I mean, grassroots. So I think it's a combination of all of these things. I don't think it's going to happen in 2 years. But don't forget, we didn't get where we are in 2 years either. It took 30 years to get where we are now. So it's going to take 30, maybe 40 years to get it undone.
Well, you know, I equate it to the Boston Tea Party. I mean, it's taxation without representation at all.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's basically big business writing laws, and it's you and I not being heard. I think the other thing we got to do is that you get these people on the air who talk about these third party efforts. You know what? They're wasting their time. They're wasting their time, and they're doing damage. What we need to do is we need to get control and take over the Democratic Party. So we need to go to people like Lieberman, like Evan Bayh, and like others, and we need to say to them, you know what, you don't belong here, and we're going to push you out. That's what we need to do. And so everybody needs to get active in some way, shape, or form, and I'm not saying that you have to devote 20 hours of your day to it. If you can, that's great. But even if you go online and even if you give some insurgent candidate $20 or $25 or $10 or something, or you send emails around or do something like that, even a minimal amount of work helps. I mean, every little bit that anybody can chip in helps, and I think that that's what we need to do. We need to stand together, and we need to move forward together to not only take back our party, but also take back our country.
One last thing. I urge your listeners that if you have children or grandchildren, remind them why they have a three-day weekend. As a veteran of the United States Army, I think that's an important thing, and I think that's another thing we've lost.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that, Dave, and thank you for your service to the country.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, get David Sirota's book and read it. If it doesn't make you want to get into action, I don't know what else will. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ellen.
I'm glad you mentioned corporations because it might make my stupid little call sound almost profound. But like I said, well, it's Friday. Might as well do something lighter-hearted on Friday, right?
Right.
So I go to the King Supers the other day, and I whip out my King Supers card, and you scan it, and you get all the discounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, maybe you weren't here when those first came out, but there was an outcry. Oh! People didn't want the corporations to know what they were buying, like they were being invaded.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Well, hello? How much you want to bet a lot of the same people that don't want King Supers to know what they like to buy cheap so they make it cheap more often? How much you want to bet those same people have no problem with Unky George getting into your phone bill?
That's probably true, but I think, you know, what I attribute that to is I think there's a lot of people who don't understand the NSA situation.
Well, that and the Kool-Aid just blinds their vision of their civil rights. Just a theory.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of silly. Like I said, it is kind of a sillier phone call for, you know, a political show. But I was thinking of that yesterday as I, you know, got a buy one, get one free offer. And, oh, no, now King Supers knows all about me. Big deal.
Well, I think
that's
true. I think that the people, you know, need to glom on to the sensitivity of the whole NSA spying situation and understand that their civil liberties are being violated. And the ACLU has launched a massive campaign in this area, and I urge everybody to go log on to ACLU.org and find out about it.
Amen. Maybe we need to have this little class on what slippery slope means.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're not calling anybody, but I went out to dinner with some friends last night, and my neighbor has a good friend who happens to be from, I can't remember it now, but a country in the Middle East, and he sent some money back to them. And he got called in by the feds. I don't know exactly how they found out that he happened to send mom and dad
because they keep track of the wire transfers.
Yeah, and so he's being interrogated, and all, you know, are they going to do something to me next? I have friends who've gone to the Middle East. Are they going to get in trouble if they send gifts for, you know, I don't know. It's very scary, and I don't know why people get freaked out about, you know, marketing techniques and get angry about marketing techniques. Hey, you know, we're a fascist theocracy. You might as well enjoy marketing techniques.
Well, there is a legitimate, you know, there is a legitimate place for, you know, surveillance of suspected terrorists.
Sure.
And for people that are involved in that kind of activity. But it's usually, you know, the protection that protects the innocent is called a warrant or a FISA court, and this government doesn't particularly recognize either.
Scary, scary stuff.
Very scary stuff. Ellen, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't even have one of those King Super cards. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7. That doesn't mean I don't shop at King Supers. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, two lines.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Whether you're hauling a load or just hitting the road, AutoZone has everything you need for your truck or SUV. We've got all the latest accessories, truck boxes, bed covers, step bumpers, and winches, plus everything you need to tow and travel safely, like hitches and hitch balls, couplers and locks, drawbars, lights, and adapters. With more than 750,000 parts, AutoZone is the only place to shop for your truck or SUV. So get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's super for pets. It's super for people. It's the Petco Super Sale. Yes, the Petco Super Sale, with huge savings on thousands of items throughout the store. Aisle after aisle of food, toys, treats, and accessories for your pets, with savings like $4 off, $5 off, even $6 off large bags of premium dog and cat food with your free Pals card. So hurry in now to the Super Sale going on at Petco, where the pets go.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Number 22. It's pretty good stuff. Doesn't it? High today, 88. Thunderstorms. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. And we go to Jose in Aurora. Jose, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm all right. Wanted to go back to something you said just a little bit ago about how those guys are going to start drilling in Anwar.
Yeah, they want to.
Yeah, and I wanted to remind you that, you know, that's been W's agenda the whole time. You know, you can remember that soapbox they stood on back in 2000 when they were talking about drilling up there, and everybody shot them down, but they're not going to let it go. And then at his State of the Union address, he said, we got to get rid of our foreign addiction, our addiction to foreign oil, which means that we're going to stop buying oil from over there, or as much oil from the Middle East. And if we do that, then we're going to have to find it here at home. And, hey, look, there's some oil up there in Alaska. We can go drill up there. And as a matter of fact, I got a bunch of oil buddies who can drill up there for us.
Yeah, the House voted to do it on Thursday, but the Senate the chances of approval in the Senate are supposed to be slim, and they're claiming that that the 1.5 million acres is thought to hold about 11 billion barrels of recoverable oil, but that statistic is disputable.
Yeah, well, they're not going to let it go. I mean, it's something that that soapbox, like I said, they've been standing on it for a long time, and they might put it in the closet for a day or two, but they'll bring it back out.
No, but then we'll keep fighting it. I mean, we'll keep fighting it, and you know what? Maybe after November we won't have to wage this battle anymore because they won't be in control.
Well, I tried to send you that thing. I tried to email you that link to that guy that yesterday you had a caller talking about, the water fuel thing.
Right.
And it's from a company down in Clearwater. It was on their Fox affiliate's news website down there, so I don't, if you wanted to check that out. But it's pretty
interesting. Go check it out.
So, go check it out. It's pretty interesting.
All right, Jose. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Have a good day, Jay.
Okay, you too. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right. This frees up a line at 303-713-7600, and we go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Just fine.
Say, before I wish you a good weekend, I just want to say this one thing. There are a lot of people jumping up and down and cheering the lay and skilling conviction yesterday, but they're all on the sidelines. They're all spectators in parade, because the real reason they got convicted was not because of what happened to the employees, Not what happened to the pension holders, not what happened to anybody else but the shareholders. Because remember, a corporation's fiduciary responsibility is to its shareholders. The guys that sit back and get the money around the pool, those are the guys that Skilling and Lay are going to prison for.
Well, but you can't take away the joy. You can't take away the joy, though, of those people who lost their pensions and lost their stocks under this collapse. The employees that lost things, you can't take away their joy.
I'm not dousing their joy. I'm just letting them know that that's not what it was about. It wasn't about them. It was about the guys that sit around the pool with the umbrella drink. And then in the end, you know, I heard you yesterday on Big Eddie's show, in the end, if Bush decides to pardon these guys, you know, they're off the hook anyway. It's just a matter of keeping the appeals process going long enough so that they never really see a day in jail. Now, if that were you or me, you know, as soon as the conviction came down, we'd have handcuffs and a new set of clothes.
Yeah, I don't know if the public would stand for it, though. Do you think the public would stand for that?
I think, now, if they wanted to do something to make all the little people happy, that would have been it.
I'm talking about the public standing for the idea of Bush, for instance, pardoning Ken Lay.
Yeah, but we won't have anything to do about it. There'll be nothing that we can do about it.
Except take it out on the GOP.
But then look at how long we'd have to wait to do that. We'd have to wait another 2 years to get them.
Well, listen, man, a lot of people get angry and don't forget.
I know, and I'm one of those people. I mean, it's not that I don't forget. It's just that I don't allow my toes to get stepped on like that twice.
And, you know, the other thing is that they may not have control of Congress, and that may have something to do with it, too.
Well, I hope that it comes down to that. I pray every day that it comes down to that. I know I'm getting out there, and I'm voting. Because, you know, and that's the one thing, another thing I want to impart, too, on a lot of the listeners that maybe don't understand that. You know, voting is an infectious thing, and once you've done it, you know, you can't wait for the next election day to come around so you can go and do it again.
Boy, you know what? I agree there 100%. I can't wait for November the 6th.
I can't either.
All right. Michael, take care.
Have a great weekend.
Okay. I'm not even sure the voting date is on November the 6th. I meant to say November the 7th? No, I meant to say November of 06 is what I meant to say. I don't know why I said November the 6th. I don't know why that slipped out like that. Now, somebody will send me an email. It's not on the 6th. Well, you know what? I'm not sure what date it's on. November the 3rd? I can't remember. It's a sign of old age, I guess. 728, 28 minutes after 7 here. 303-713-7600. One line open as we get into open phones here on this Friday, as we do every Friday morning with, you know, a few guests sprinkled in. You know what we forgot to do there, Mr. Turk? We forgot to do the gas giveaway, so we'll do it right now. And let me announce four more winners. Russ Polly of Denver, Edgardo Fernandez of Inglewood, Rick Iraq, Rocky of Westminster, and Pam Feigich of Aurora. You now have got 7 minutes and 60 seconds, 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call us at 303-631-2760 to claim $100 worth of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, that's Russ Polly of Denver, Edgardo Fernandez of Inglewood, Rick Iraqi of Westminster, and Pam Feigish of Aurora. You got 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call us at 303-631-2760 to claim $100 of gas from J. Marvin and AM 760 Progressive Talk. So we're waiting to hear from you guys. We would love to give you some gas. All right, we're coming up on the 7:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And anyway, so Amelia, what do you figure about this whole Karl Rove Novak thing? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it to you.
Did Turk put you up to this?
Yes, he did.
You know what, Turk, you're going to get it.
He did. He put
I don't
me
know
up
how.
To it. He put me up to it. He goes, ask Amelia about Karl Novak about Karl Rove and Robert Novak, because she said she wasn't sure what it was about. Which doesn't make you, you know, that doesn't make you,
boy.
That doesn't make you, you know, stupid. I mean, it's just, you know, you just don't follow the minutiae of American politics. That's okay. You've got important things to do, like, you know, enhance your flying career.
You're a jerk, Jay.
So you can do your National Geographic thing.
Thank you.
Right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I'll admit I haven't read the paper in a couple days,
and I don't
own a television, so I haven't been watching the news.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. TV encourages mental illness.
I know.
Boing. See, good idea on my part. Television just encourages mental illness. So you know what, Amelia? We don't hold that against you either.
Thank you.
So now, sitting here at 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8, Amelia, we don't hold anything against you.
Thank you. I'm trying to do my job right, though. I mean, I'm trying to stay up to date on the traffic.
You do the best job there is. We're very lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
what about the speed trap?
Yeah. I'm really glad that one of our callers called that in, because now we've got it out on all of our stations in Denver right now. There's a major speed trap set up south of Denver. It runs along north and southbound I-25, right around Surrey Ridge, heading up towards your Castle Rock exits. Now, unfortunately, there are about 7 police cars just in this area, so please take it down to the posted limits. I'm pretty sure it's about 65 there, so definitely slow down. And anytime you see a speed trap, feel free to call us and tell us about it. Now, the rest of the drive is southbound I-25, jamming up on the north end right between 120th and 84th Avenue. So we've got heavy traffic up here. But fortunately, it's actually a lot lighter than usual with the holiday weekend underway. Our one other slow spot in the drive lies along southbound I-225 right between 6th Avenue and Alameda, and once again between Yosemite and I-25. Now, taking a look at our forecast, we'll see a high of 93 degrees today, and we're already at 71 in Denver.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Countdown clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
Does the risk of losing money in the stock market scare you or keep you up at night? What about the threat of depleting or outliving your retirement dollars? Fed up with the minimal returns of your CDs or bonds? If you answered yes to any of these questions or are simply interested in protecting your retirement, listen every Saturday 2 to 3 and Sunday 11 to noon to Money and Retirement Talk. Learn how to guarantee yourself a 14.23% return next year with absolutely no risk and about a checking and savings account with no minimum balance and 100% liquidity. That's Money and Retirement Talk, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., Sundays 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make a difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. You know, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:35, 25 minutes from 8 o'clock. AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, yeah, Mr. Jagger. Ooh. All right. Suggested by listener Peter. We appreciate that, Peter. And at a time when our nation's capital is in the firm grips of major lobbying scandals, State Representative Morgan Carroll, Democrat of Aurora, is seizing on the opportunity to shed light and reform on the system here at home. And let's talk to Representative Morgan Carroll right now, one of the candidates I'm endorsing for re-election, which we hope doesn't hurt your chances, Morgan.
No, I love it. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, where does your bill sit right now? It sits on the governor's desk?
It is sitting there waiting for the governor to sign or veto or, frankly, even do nothing by June 7th would still make House Bill 1149 lobbying reform law. I am literally holding my breath and counting down the clock here because he really could go either way.
Why won't he sign it?
Well, he might, but I don't have a commitment one way or the other, and frankly, whether he signs it or not depends on how much public input he gets. If what we are anticipating and what we are fearing is possibly even today, but a repeat of last year's measure, which is to take a bunch of bills that individually would look very controversial for him to veto, veto them en masse, last minute, 11th hour Friday, when the press has gone home, bury it so no one will know and pay attention. And my fear is if Governor Owens does not recognize how many people are watching and demanding accountability and lobbying reform in Colorado, that it may be a little bit easier for him to veto it. So I'm actually asking people to give the governor a call or email the governor today. He technically has until June 7th, but he could do it at any moment now.
All right, so we want to get in touch with the governor's office. We want to tell him that he needs to sign House Bill 1149 that requires lobbyists to disclose specific legislation they are working on, who they are working for, and the position that they are taking. And we need the governor to sign this. This is House Bill 1149. So let's get busy on this because we need to clean up the legislature. Correct, Representative Morgan Carroll.
Oh, you got that. And if you don't mind, the governor's phone number for anybody who is interested in weighing in and asking him to support lobbying reform for us is 303-866-2471. And his email address, which would be just as effective to ask him to sign 1149, is Governor Owens at state.co.us. And the time is really now. We could really use a populist input on this to let them know we care about this. We want clean government. We deserve good government. And, boy, we need help from the public now.
How can anybody oppose this other than those that are heavily connected with lobbyists?
You know, I'm really racking my brain around to figure out how it is, because the only reason you'd oppose it is, gee, I don't want the public to know who's, you know, which lobbyists are working for which clients. We don't want the public to know which bills they're working on. We don't want them to know what positions they're taking on it. And the other part of the bill is requiring disclosure of direct financial relationships with lawmakers and legislation. And, I mean, I think it gets a little precarious to say, gee, we don't think the public has a right to know this.
This seems to me that it would be a no-brainer.
It should be a no-brainer. And I'll tell you, reforming our own House can be some of the toughest business we do up there. Colorado actually does have a pretty proud tradition of running very open, good sunshine laws. But this is one area, just for review on people out there. I think the public knows that lobbyists obviously advocate for or against bills, but I think they don't always know that they, in fact, are often the ones that write bills. They fund campaigns. They fund these office accounts. They host receptions, fundraisers. They do gifts, tickets, entertainment, travel. They decide endorsements of candidates, who gets Legislator of the Year. They help with constituent stuff. They're often the ones providing research because we don't have full-time staff. And they outnumber us 11 to 1. Their hands are so tied to so much money, and at the same time, their influence is so undeniable on the outcome of legislation that anytime you've got that much money influence and that much policy influence, anything other than an absolute open sunshine law is frankly scary to have that much power sort of hidden in the shadows.
We should look at public financing of campaigns here in this state.
I think we should look for public financing in this state and elsewhere for the reason that we've got a really basic choice, which is, do we want elections and people to be, and our candidates to be beholden to large corporate special interests, or would we like to actually believe the folks that we elect are equally accountable to every single ordinary citizen and taxpayer? Those are our choices, because elections are never going to be free. And though, if we do it basically pay-as-you-go or pay-by-the-wealthy, there are certain interests that are always going to come out on top, and they're not always the most populist interests. They're not always in the public interest. If we want public interest legislation, I think we need publicly financed elections. And this will be a tough conversation for people to have. But, you know, the alternative people have already expressed. They're horribly dissatisfied with having either your state or federal government being just beholden to corporate special interests.
Do you think we'll have a discussion about public financing anytime soon in this state?
Well, you're helping us have that discussion right now, and I know David Sirota was out on his book with Hostile Takeover. We have some really good thinkers out there that are spelling out that it may not be business as usual, but when you compare it to what we're doing right now, we need to really stop and take a look at this. This would be one of the ways to actually level the playing field, and that every single citizen in the state would be equally vested in their own election process and who's elected to them, and it would fundamentally change business as usual, politics as usual at the Capitol. I think it'd do so for the better.
Yeah, I think so too, Representative. It's always good to have you on. It's always good to hear your voice, and we'll have you on again real soon.
All right. Well, thanks, Jay. Have a good morning.
Okay, and have a good Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Okay. See you later.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. There's Representative Morgan Carroll from. State Representative Morgan Carroll, who's a Democrat from Aurora, and talking about that bill, that House bill, 1149. So get in touch with the governor and have the governor, urge the governor to sign House Bill 1149, and let's clean things up in this state. That's House Bill 1149. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? We'll get it on. I got one line open at 303-71.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater. Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun, along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
So if you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500. You've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And Rockies has got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, including some Corvettes, America's original sports car. They've got some of those, too. And they've also got Saabs and Volkswagens and Toyotas and Nissans and Dodges and Hondas and all kinds of stuff out there. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Auto's family-owned and operated since 1982 with a total and complete family-owned and operated type of atmosphere, not owned by some big name, nameless, faceless corporation. And they're open Monday through Saturday, too, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you got till 9 p.m. tonight. And also 9 p.m. tomorrow night. And you know what? If you come close to 9, they'll stay late and take care of you, and you'll be absolutely fine. Rockies Autos, check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. See their inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Just get a general feel for Rockies and see their TV commercials and read their business philosophy. Or do the next best thing. Well, actually, it's the best thing, and that is get out to Rockies and meet the people who work there. People like my friends the Al Shears, Tom and Marv and Spanky and Colby Harris and Dave Dunn and all the gang out of Rockies and Gerard Menard. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies, one convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Ladies, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Ladies, get your smile on.
For a match made in heaven, make a fast stop into Wendy's for a new deli fresh frescata sandwich and an irresistible bag of baked Lay's.
Top three reasons I'm painting over the long weekend. Number three, if these walls could talk, they'd ask for a makeover. Number two, I can paint and gloat all in one weekend. And number one, the extra $5 in my pocket. More reason to celebrate.
Now through Memorial Day at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Behr paints and stains. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
The following is a message to Metro Denver employers from the superheroes at Rider Rangers.
Do your employees arrive at work cursing the commute and grumbling over gas prices? Sounds like a job for the Rider Rangers. Our transportation experts will help your employees find carpool partners so they can share the ride and the cost of driving. And if your employees commute on North I-25, here's another great incentive. Carpools can drive in the new tolled express lane opening in June without paying a toll. Your employees can bypass traffic jams and get to work faster with less stress. Sure, we wear spandex suits rather than Brooks Brothers suits, but unlike other consultants, our services are free. Contact the Ride Arrangers for information on carpools, van pools, telework, and other programs that can boost morale and your bottom line. Call 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Or visit us online at drcog.org.
The Ride Arrangers are brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:47, 13 minutes from 8 o'clock, high today, 88, thunderstorms, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? The Senate passes the immigration bill. Now it's on the way to reconcile with the House, which ought to be a slugfest. And how about Dennis Hastert's threatening to sue ABC over the report that he's involved in the mix of the Abramoff investigation? And House Speaker Dennis Hastert says he might sue ABC News for libel and defamation of character. Well, gee, I wish he would go ahead and do it. I wish he would go ahead. Denny, if it's false, man, go ahead and sue him. If you don't sue him, it speaks volumes as to what they're talking about. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Michael in Boulder. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
What a beautiful day, eh?
Yeah, it's going to be good so far. I haven't seen much of it. When I came in this morning, it was dark, so I don't know really what's going on outside yet.
Yeah, so anyway, I was just calling about, 911, and I was wondering if you had, come along in your thinking and can see if, admit that it was an inside job.
No, absolutely not. I think the only inside job was neglect by the Bush administration of the information that they had at hand and failure to act on it due to their own arrogance, which they have displayed time and time again when it comes to getting any outside input from anybody about anything, and their total mismanagement of any kind of crisis situation, which we saw not only in 9/11 but also with Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked at Tower 7?
Yes, I've looked at all that. I still don't buy it.
Okay, so a 47-story building that collapses into its footprint. And
yeah, I don't buy that it was an inside job. Who would have done it?
Well,
and what would have been the reason?
Well, these are important questions.
Well, I'm asking you. I mean, since you want to try to convince me, then I'm asking you who would have done it and what would have been the reason.
Well, I think without 9/11, for instance, we would not have seen the complete erosion of our civil liberties.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree 100%. To make a statement like that is to not know the history of the people involved in the current administration and what they went through when they were involved in the Ford administration during the Watergate era.
Okay, but without 9/11 and the Patriot Act that followed as a result of it and the wars, I don't believe...
Well, show me how the NSA spying has anything to do with the Patriot Act.
There's no way it would have been justified.
Well, it's not justified now, and they're not using the Patriot Act to justify it. They're using other they're using the power of commander in chief to justify it. My point is, they could have done all of this without having to stage 9/11. They could have found a reason to go to war with Iraq and cherry picked intelligence information, which they did, without having to have 9/11. What was the reason why that they staged 9/11?
Jay, it was not so clear that we were going to go to war. There were a lot of demonstrations, and
we were going to go to war. Bush made it clear that he wanted to go to war with Iraq back in 2000.
I'm in complete agreement with you, but I don't think he would have been successful without 9/11.
Oh, I think you're sadly mistaken.
How many times do they bring it up? It changed everything.
Well, they fused the two together, but the prime argument was that he had weapons of mass destruction, not that he caused 9/11.
But I would almost want to change the argument just a little bit. You're suggesting that it couldn't have been an inside job because of
That's not what I said. I said who on the inside pulled it and for what reason?
Okay, fine. Okay, and what I'm saying is, open your eyes.
You know what? Don't start with the open your eyes. Take a look at the evidence. I ask you a direct question. Give me an answer.
Okay, well, I gave you my answer. I said that as a result of 9/11, it was possible for this nation to go to war and pass the Patriot Act and begin an unprecedented erosion of our civil liberties.
Well, And I'll go back to what I said before. You know, that just shows that your ignorance in the involvement of people like Dick Cheney and others in the Ford administration during the post-Watergate era, in which they saw enormous erosion of presidential powers and swore that it should never and would never happen again, and that they are interested in the unitary power of the presidency, and they have made that clear. And they have overstepped their bounds in that area in many directions, including the latest spat with Congress over the records of William Jefferson. Now, that didn't grow out of the 9/11 catastrophe.
I submit it did. Okay,
what's the connection between that and the 9/11 catastrophe?
Without the environment that we've been living under the past 5 years.
You know what? There's an old movie line. You know, there's an old movie line, and I can't use the total line, but I'll put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. If you want to fall in horse maneuver and claim it's clover, then you can go ahead and do that. But I choose to see things for what they really are. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I was thinking about this William Jefferson warrant issue, and I have to say that it is problematic that the executive branch would search the legislative branch, because I was thinking about this last night and the abuse of power that could result in the executive branch, you know, searching Democratic offices or Republican offices, whichever the case may be.
Oh, yeah, it's a real problem.
I mean, it's a terrifying thought. But what I thought was most interesting was that these Republicans, Hastert in particular, you know, was standing up there throwing a fit about his office or a representative's office being searched with a warrant, but said little to nothing about Americans' homes being searched by the NSA, or the phone bills being looked at, or the emails being read. You know, it's okay if Bush does it or the government does it to the American citizen, but turn that power on the individual congressman in their office, well, then it certainly can't be right. And the difference even then is for the William Jefferson, they had a warrant. I mean,
And
to me, I sit there and look at these guys and go, wait a minute, now you're sitting here whining about, you know, the executive branch searching your offices, and you don't say anything about them searching our homes, getting our phone bills, looking at our emails, listening to our phone calls. I mean, what's the problem here? It seems to me that now that the executive branch is in fact turned against the legislative branch, which we knew would happen eventually, and abused its power at them specifically, then everything's not good. And, you know, I find it very problematic that Congress now is all up in arms about their offices being searched, but really didn't say a word when it came to Bush searching our homes or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's an interesting contrast, and it gets back to that whole thing about whose ox is being gored. And now that Dennis Hastert, his ox is being gored, he's the king of complaints here. But if it's you and I whose ox is getting gored, He will claim national security and doesn't seem to have any kind of a problem with it. And I think you're absolutely right. And it goes back to what I was just trying to tell the last caller about the idea that the people involved in this administration, people like Dick Cheney and Wolfowitz and the rest of them, and Douglas Fife and the rest of them that have been involved and were involved with the, and Rumsfeld, who were involved with the Ford administration, and when they saw the decrease of presidential powers go down so far, they were determined never to let that ever happen again. So they believed totally and completely in the unitary power of the presidency, and they show it at every turn of the mile with everything that they do, and they act totally and completely as if they're above the law. And the whole idea that about William Jefferson being like a guilty or innocent, and the $90,000 or whatever the amount of money was in the freezer, that's one separate issue. But the idea of them going in and raiding congressional offices, with warrants, and the FBI doing it on the part of the Justice Department, which belongs to the executive branch, is absolutely a whole other issue. And the issue you're bringing up is really good, and I wish some reporter would sit down and ask Dennis Hastert, well, listen, you know, Mr. Speaker, what's the difference between the executive branch going and, breaking into a congressman's office with a search warrant and collecting phone information off ordinary Americans who haven't done anything wrong and doing it going around a FISA court?
Without a warrant and with no probable cause.
Yeah, exactly.
Jefferson, they found 90 G's in his refrigerator, for God's sake.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, wouldn't you love to hear what he has to say about it? You know, it's the same thing as, and I brought this example up, I mean, I bring it up almost every single day. It's the same example of the illegal immigration debate. Okay? It's a historic chance for us to have a debate about wages in this country. Yet you don't hear the Tom Tancredos, the Dana Rohrabachers, the Duncan Hunters, or any of those people ever having a discussion about a livable wage, about how much you know Americans make, about how it's a race to the bottom, not to the top. They don't ever want to have those discussions, yet they'll invoke wage suppression when it supports their argument. It's the same exact thing. It's hypocrisy.
Right.
And I wish that some reporter, you know, could sit there and ask Hastert next time he's out there, you know, griping about the ABC thing or whatever, and ask him and say, well, listen, what's the difference between, you know, the FBI going into your office and the NSA getting, you know, my phone records?
Yeah, I wonder, you know, it'd be really interesting to say. Maybe we can get somebody on that might answer that question. That'd be great to hear the answer to that question.
Yeah, you know what? And the next person I have on that's qualified to answer it, I'll definitely ask him.
All right, thanks, Jay.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for your time. Open phones continue here, 303-713-7600, and the phones are quiet now. I got three open lines, and we'll take your calls on whatever it is that you want to talk about here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
From J. Marvin in the morning, Ted Schultz and Randy Rhodes in the afternoon. This is Al Franken. Join me every day, 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why? Well, because Rush is a dummy.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Top three reasons I'm painting over the long weekend. Number three, if these walls could talk, they'd ask for a makeover. Number two, I can paint and gloat all in one weekend. And number one, the extra $5 in my pocket. More reason to celebrate.
Now through Memorial Day at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Behr paints and stains. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapenny. Breaking news from Washington.
All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
The Senate a short time ago voting to confirm four-star General Michael Hayden to run the CIA. He'll be the first active duty or retired military man to run the agency in a quarter century. At his confirmation hearing, Hayden promised to stay independent of Pentagon influence in his new job. The Marine Corps' top general has gone to Iraq to warn his troops not to become callous to the loss of human life. Seven Marines are under investigation in connection with the deaths last November of 23 Iraqi civilians. They were killed after a Marine died in a roadside bombing. General George Casey, the top commander in Iraq, tells the CBS News Early Show that incident won't be whitewashed.
That's under investigation now, and then it'll continue to move through the appropriate legal process until justice is done.
Around the country, it's time to gas up the Tin Lizzy and hit the open road.
Alan Hastings is driving from Stuart, Florida, to Richmond, Virginia.
Want to get there in time to go out for dinner tonight.
He could have avoided a 13-hour road trip by flying, but
the price of flying is significantly higher now since the price of oil went up.
He says even with gas prices near $3 a gallon, four tanks for a round trip in his Altima is still a lot cheaper. AAA says with almost 38 million Americans traveling this weekend, more than 8 in 10 will be driving. Peter King, CBS News, along I-95 in Titusville, Florida.
Tom Parsons at bestfares.com says anyone going to the airport today should expect a lot of company.
The airlines should be running a very full load today. There are just very little seats out there for sale.
It could be tomorrow night before overall, the power's back on in Cincinnati. The powerful wind, rain, and hailstorm knocked out service to tens of thousands of homes across that part of Ohio. In Clyde, Ohio, the roof is gone on Bill Fowler's car repair shop.
The wind picked up, and it peeled the roof back, and it fell over top of the bays.
A coalition of banks and credit card companies joining forces with law enforcement to fight child pornography. CBS's Jim Shenevy tells us how.
Now we're talking about a multi-billion dollar industry, and much of that take is processed in credit card payments from subscribers who pay monthly fees for access to the porn. The coalition hopes to identify both the buyers and the sellers.
The government has approved a new vaccine for Merck to prevent and treat cases of the shingles in adults 60 and older. The painful infection is especially hard on the elderly and anyone with a weak immune system. Merck's Dr. Jeffrey Silber calls the vaccine a real breakthrough.
This is the first and only vaccine to prevent shingles.
The government's latest reading on the economy shows consumer spending grew in April at the fastest pace in 3 months, but a key inflation barometer posted its biggest uptick in more than a year. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead more than 20 points. NASDAQ is up by 6. This is CBS News.
There are two ways to deal with these killers. The easy way, or the hard way. For Jack Reacher, the choice is clear. His way is the hard way. The Hard Way, the explosive new thriller by Lee Child, featuring Jack Reacher, the character critics call the perfect hero, loved by women, feared by men, and respected by all. Read The Hard Way by Lee Child, a Delacorte hardcover wherever books are sold.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. It's the commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. UBS Wealth Management. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A black bear enters a home in Larkspur.
In this particular case, this bear probably was attracted to the area due to the scent of the gingerbread cooking and some other attractants outside the house.
Who wouldn't be? The Division of Wildlife's Tyler Bansfield says three young girls were actually in the home at the time. They barricaded themselves in a room and called 911. The bear ended up being put down. More than 21 million passengers traveling by plane this Memorial Day holiday. According to the Air Transport Association, ATA Vice President John Heimlich says, you better get ready for long lines.
The travelers who would often travel at off-peak should just expect a period that is more consistently peaked. And I think they need to just assume that it's going to be busy when they're there and limit their carry-on, et cetera, things they would normally do.
The ATA expects this to be the busiest summer for flying that we've seen since the year 2000. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, across the highway drive, we're still actually pretty light, lot lighter than normal. Now, across westbound I-70, we are looking at a speed trap now. It lies just west of Evergreen, and there's lots of cops in the area, so take it down to those posted limits. The same goes for south of the city, right around Surrey Ridge, across both northbound and southbound I-25. Now, way up on the north end, southbound I-25 is jamming up right between 104th Avenue and 84th, but you've still got a nice clear shot heading through downtown as well as the tech center. If you are headed out to DIA this morning, there's still plenty of parking left over for you, and your security wait time stands at 15 minutes. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of about 93 degrees, and we're already at 61 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. King Supers, right store, right price.
This is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to salute all the men and women of the United States Armed Forces who have given their lives so that we can live as free Americans. Memorial Day is a time to celebrate and salute those brave fighters who have given their lives in service to this country. Come support All American Vogue at 10 South Broadway in Denver, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140 so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 88. Thunderstorms. Friday, Memorial Day weekend. Let's not forget those who have sacrificed so greatly for this country. And a lot of people are calling it Getaway Friday, although I don't know about you. I'm not getting away to anywhere other than my house. And I'm sleeping. That's what I'm doing. After our double duty job yesterday, thanks to Ed Schultz for allowing us to sit in and occupy his show. He'll be here this afternoon between 1 and 4, and I'm sure I'll have plenty to say. 303-713-7600. It's open phones, and I've got one line open here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And don't forget, coming up on Wednesday, May the 31st, it's Big Head Todd on the J. Marvin Show. Todd's going to sit in. He's going to play his guitar. He's going to co-host the show. And it's going to be Todd Does Talk, Big Head Todd of Todd and the Monsters. And he'll be here Friday morning between 6 and 10 on Wednesday, May the 31st. So we look forward to that. All right, one line open. Did I already say that at 303-713-7600? Let me go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
One of the things I was thinking about with the last caller is that the Republican Party has traditionally stood for less government, and like Ronald Reagan said, government isn't the answer, government is the problem. Yet these people, and you can see it in the red states, don't seem to mind it when their phones are being tapped and when this government is becoming in many ways more militarized and more corporatized, which through the government, the corporations are, you know, more invasive into our private lives. Yet particularly here in the West, like in Wyoming, which is a red state, those people, you can't tell them to take care of their water. You can't tell the ranchers that they can't go on government property and privatize that land. They resent national parks. They resent the government coming in and saying we need wolves. All those kinds of issues they get really upset about because they just don't want government in their lives.
Well, they have a high degree of self-centeredness. I mean, they don't think about the country as a whole and what's good for the country as a whole and what's good for their community as a whole and what's good for their families as a whole and their life as a whole. They don't think about any of those kinds of things. They don't have a long-term look at things, and we've lost that ability to have a long-term look at things in this country. It's been gone for quite a while. The other side of it is, I've asked on the air, I asked both nationally yesterday afternoon, and I've asked here, for small government conservatives, the traditional small government conservatives, the ones that are against tax hikes, the ones that are against you know, large government, to call up and to tell me, you know, to tell me how they feel about the fact that what's ended up happening here is that under the Bush administration, the government has become larger with both the NSA, with the fact that, that you know, federal fees, which are essentially taxes, have gone up, with, you know,
You can't buy prescription drugs outside of the country and bring them in the country.
Right, exactly. I mean, you have no bargaining power. I mean, the government stands in the way of that. The government wants into your bedroom. The government wants on into the cable system. The government wants into satellite radio. I mean, are they happy with all of this stuff? I mean, I'd like to know, you know, how they feel about this, but so far I've had no takers.
None. And they don't seem to mind that the government gets into the churches and the government gets into the schools. But if you try to get the government to come into the national parks and say we need wolves, they go nuts. Or you want to go in and clean their, you know, drinking water, they go nuts. So it's, and if you want to go into their voting machines and make sure that the voting machines are keeping a good record of what's going on, they don't want that either.
Well, I've never heard them express, you know, I've never heard them express an opinion about that one way or the other. I mean, usually they operate off the same mantra, smaller government, less taxes. I'm trying to think of what some of their other points are, but you know, when you talk about less taxes, well, fees are taxes, and states are having to jack up fees because of Bush's tax cuts. So there's less federal money now to go around. So the states have got to make it up somewhere. So I never hear them talk about that. You know, I never hear them talk about, you know, the fact that they want smaller government. Yet, you know, the GOP has never met. You know, when it comes to personal privacy, has never met a large enough government that was ever comfortable with And also the, you know, these no-bid contracts. I mean, a lot of this stuff that goes on, I mean, you just never hear them ever talk about this stuff. They've gone strangely and remained strangely silent. And I don't listen to right-wing talk radio, so I have no idea what they're over there doing, other than I know that they're beating on the immigration drum, because beating on the immigration drum, I think, is better than having to face the fact that our foreign policy in Iraq is an absolute failure, and that the administration has screwed up everything, and everything it touches seems to go down the toilet.
Well, thank you very much, and next time you buckle up in your car, think of the government.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't mind buckling up. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Well, that's like that case I made yesterday about family medical leave. I mean, you know, do you think it's right that if your mother gets sick, or that if your daughter gets sick, or your son gets sick, or your wife gets sick, that you should be able to go to your employer and be able to say, look, you know, I've got a sickness at home and I need to spend time off? Because we take family medical leave for granted. Well, if you go back and look at the history of family medical leave, it wasn't the conservatives. It wasn't the conservatives and the GOP wingnuts who got that. It was the Democrats, and it was the progressives and the liberals who fought for that thing and got it passed. The wingnuts didn't want it. Let's go to Tracy in Fort Collins. Tracy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing this morning, Jay?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm on my way to the chiropractor.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on the Dixie Chicks and how proud I am of them sticking with their guns and not ready to make nice yet, quite yet.
Oh, I love them. I just ordered their new CD. I think they are just the best.
Well, you know, they're named after a little bar down in Bryan, and you spent time in Texas, so you probably already know this, but it's called the Dixie Chicken.
Right.
And I was actually gestated in Sperm City, which are the married dorms at Texas A&M. And so although I can't say to have my that I have my thumb on the pulse of Redneck Texas, I can say that, at least for myself, I'm really proud of them, and I stand by what they stand for.
Well, as I said to a guy yesterday, you know, on the Schultz show, he was calling from Brownwood or Brownsville, I can't remember which, and I said, Brownwood, Texas, and I said to him, you know, Texas is a beautiful state, it's full of a lot of nice people, a lot of them would not agree with us politically, and but it is still a great place, and the guy had an uphill battle in his community trying to turn things around, and I'm with you. I stand behind the Dixie Chicks, and I love the Dixie Chicks, and when they got into trouble, the first thing I did, because I had been out of country music for like, 15, 16 years and had been in talk radio, the first thing I did was I went out and bought every Dixie Chicks CD I could get. I ordered their new one, and I'm 100% supportive of them, and good for them. And they say they're through with country radio, and country radio ought to be ashamed at the way they treated the Dixie Chicks.
I think so, too. And, you know, the wonderful thing, Jay, is that you didn't go out and buy all their albums so you could throw them on a bonfire or have your kids step on them.
No, I play them. No.
Yeah, yeah.
I play them, and I love their music, and I think they're great. And I just think the world of them. And once again, I think country radio ought to be ashamed. As a person who was at one time a part of country radio, if I were country radio, I would have been ashamed at the way that they treated the Dixie Chicks. By the way, speaking of Texas, I won't win, but I'll mention it to you. I'm in the final voting for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeehaw!
But I won't win. I won't win. There are other people on there with greater, bigger track records than mine, but my name at least is on there. I'm at least listed.
Congratulations. I hope you do well.
Well, we'll see, but I don't think I'm going to win. But anyway, Tracy, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too, Jay.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, I do like Texas, and I love my time that I spent there. And I loved country radio, you know, and I've talked about country music on the air before. And I'm not familiar now, you know, with the Kenny Chesneys and the new stuff. Every once in a while, if I try to listen to it, I listen to Willie FM to see what's going on there. But the way country radio treated the Dixie Chicks was absolutely wrong. It was terribly, terribly wrong. And country music has a great history in this country, and it just, you know, some of my fondest memories is being involved with country artists and the things that I saw and the things that I was involved in. And I always knew, you know, I always knew that a lot of them, not all of them, but I always knew that a lot of them were politically conservative. And I would have to hold my tongue sometimes about things. But still, all in all, when you know you get down to it, some of the classic country songs that have been written in this country, I mean, some of the lyrics, you just can't touch them. And you can't touch people like the late Lefty Frizzell, and you can't touch people like Merle Haggard, and you can't touch people like George Jones, and the list of people that just goes on and on out there is endless. And I love the old stuff. And when I'm talking about the old stuff, you know, I'm talking about people who like who 20 and 25 year old kids, and even 30 year old adults don't have any idea who these people are. People like Lefty Frizzell, and I love the late Buck Owens, and I love all of his stuff. And we would play more of it here. And, of course, I love Graham Parsons and the Flying Burrito Brothers. And, I thought Graham Parsons is like my number one. And if we had some of that stuff in the library here, we would play it. But we just don't have it. But it is, by and large, a conservative type of atmosphere. But still, the way country radio treated the Dixie Chicks was absolutely, it was just wrong. It was really wrong, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
6th Avenue and again Mississippi. You will jam up once again south of here between Yosemite and I-25. 270 heading through Commerce City is heavy eastbound between I-76 and Vasquez. And across 6th Avenue, eastbounders are thick between Federal and 25. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of 93 degrees. We're already at 73 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
This Saturday, check out the first annual Bike Expo at Bicycle Village in Boulder. Save up to 50% on over 1,000 bikes and up to 70% off clothing and accessories. Great deals, prizes, and gear. The Bike Expo this Saturday at Bicycle Village in Boulder.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Whether you're hauling a load or just hitting the road, AutoZone has everything you need for your truck or SUV. We've got all the latest accessories, truck boxes, bed covers, step bumpers, and winches, plus everything you need to tow and travel safely, like hitches and hitch balls, couplers and locks, drawbars, lights, and adapters. With more than 750,000 parts, AutoZone is the only place to shop for your truck or SUV. So get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's super for pets. It's super for people. It's the Petco Super Sale. Yes, the Petco Super Sale, with huge savings on thousands of items throughout the store. Aisle after aisle of food, toys, treats, and accessories for your pets, with savings like $4 off, $5 off, even $6 off large bags of premium dog and cat food with your free Pals card. So hurry in now to the Super Sale, going on at Petco, where the pets go.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K. Registration begins at $35, with portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the Gathering Place.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
21 minutes after 8. All right, little Dixie Chicks music here. And it's gas giveaway time. Hello to Shelly Thompson of Shelly Thompson Norton, rather, of Centennial. Wendy Fairchild of Lakewood. Jennifer Lee of Denver. And Debbie Vallette of Boulder. You now have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call us at 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760 to claim $100 of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. And if you didn't win this time, don't worry. I'll call out some more names coming up next hour at 9:20. If you're not a Progressive Club member, sign up now at AM760.net. Once again, we're looking for Shelly Thompson Norton of Centennial, Wendy Fairchild of Lakewood, Jennifer Lee of Denver, and Debbie Valente of what, Turk? Valette. Debbie Valette of Boulder. You now have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call, 303-631-2760. And it's open phones here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Four lines available at 303-713-7600. And let's go back to the phones. And we go to George, who's been hanging on in Arvada. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm a vet out here in Arvada, and I'm married to a Democrat, but I'm a registered independent. I knew that Jim Nicholson was got interviewed on an investigation yesterday as to what happened to this computer chip out of the VA.
Oh, that had all the information? Yeah.
Yeah. He used to be head of the Republican Party, and I know from my past affiliations, before I got tired of the Southern Baptist Convention and the GOP telling me how to read the Bible, I used to belong to the Republican Party. And I knew that the evangelicals did two things. They liked to saddle up to the military, no matter where they're at, or the military-industrial system. And they liked to saddle up near payroll centers, and they liked to saddle up with the evangelicals at military bases to evangelize, but they had to get their hands on the names of people they could proselytize. Well, what better way to find out who to proselytize than if you get your hands on the mailing list and the addresses of all the 26 million vets? And Jim Nicholson didn't sound too remorseful yesterday when he was answering before a Senate investigation committee on it.
Well, you know what? What you bring up is pretty interesting, and I think that should probably be looked into. And it also makes me wonder, too, if this whole thing with Jim Nicholson, is this another one of these Bush crony political appointee jobs that he's handed out to all of his friends and that everything that they've touched, they've bungled?
Yeah, it's like when I keep telling people, my kids when they were little had a neighbor friend down the road, and every time this neighbor friend, his kid came down and played with our kids' toys, after they left, we went and looked at our kids' toys, they were all broken. And everything this Bush administration touches breaks.
Yeah. Because they put it in the hands of the wrong people.
Yeah, and they put the VA in the hands of the wrong guy when they gave it to Jim Nicholson.
Right. So had a heck of a job. Nicholson has lost this chip, and now this information is out on the run, and it's going to cost God untold, gazillions of bucks to clean this thing up.
Well, what if Pat Robertson and Dobson get a hold of it? Nicholson used to be head of the Volunteers of America here in Denver. There was a religious charity group. So he's got some ties to these guys that are on neocons in the religious extremist element.
Well, you know, somebody in the mainstream press ought to look into this.
Yeah.
Ought to look into this connection about Nichols and see what the deal is here.
Well, mailing lists can be made. I know that Bill Owens went and he got a hold of the American Legion mailing list. And they went through the American Legion mailing list, or someone did. It could have been Tom Bach that's the current Legion president that says if you don't back the Bush administration, You aren't patriotic, but he's from Aurora. He's the national president right now. But he's getting a lot of vets mad telling him about that. He probably doesn't like the Dixie Chicks either.
let's send him a Dixie Chicks CD.
Yeah, but the thing is, someone gave the Legion list to somebody in the neocon camp, and back a couple of years ago, they went and they sorted through all of these Colorado American Legion guys from a mailing, maybe from the Legion newspapers, and they gathered up about a 300 or 400 list of, you know, sorting through the mailing list of the Legionnaire and the State Legion newspaper magazine, and then they got all these, they went through and filtered out 300 guys that would sign and endorse Bill Owens. Well, it gave the impression that everybody in the American Legion endorsed Bill Owens. Well, that's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, it is, and it's
and
wrong.
They could do that with this list.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about this. I mean, there should be a deeper investigation as to how this guy. You know what? Here's the thing. If he took the chip out of his office or out of his computer or whatever the case may be, I mean, how in the world did he keep his job? This is what I want to know. How come he didn't get fired for doing this?
Yeah, and what's he been doing with it for 3 years? Was he making up mailing lists during the 3 years he's had it?
Well, I think we should look into that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I agree.
But the Republicans have got control of all the leadership in the House and the Senate.
Well, that's why we're going to change that in November.
I hope so, Jake.
All right, George, thanks. Great call.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Heck of a job, John Nichols. We should look into this, and we should see what the story is with this. There's definitely no question about it. David on the I-225. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm a relatively new listener, 12-year veteran. Your station is on my radio all the time now.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your service to the country, too.
Well, it was an honor. One quick comment before I get to my topic about the grocery store cards.
Right.
Do what I do. Fill out a new one every time you go in. Put garbage information in there.
Okay, that's exactly what I'll do. And I'll put different people's names and addresses on all of them.
That's right. That's what I do.
Okay, well, I'll put yours down next time. Oh, Lord, that's a good comment. All right, what's your other comment?
The comment I wanted to make is I would like to see I guess they call it special circumstances for crimes committed by elected officials, some sort of extra penalty for using authority to commit a crime.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I think it'd be an excellent idea.
And I don't know how. I mean, I guess you'd have to get a petition going, and
you'd have to have a movement to rewrite the sentencing guidelines.
Yeah,
is what you'd basically have to do.
Because it's pretty upsetting. You know, I hear on the radio, on the news all the time, someone's committed a crime, blah, 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 and they get X number of time. Well, where is the penalty for abusing the authority we gave you?
Well, sometimes judges will throw that on and adding on extra years. They'll say things like, well, you know, you abused your authority and, you know, you abused the trust of the people gave you, and so I'm going to tack on an extra 5-6 years,
right,
or whatever the case may be. But you'd like to see it automatic.
I'd
like to see it automatic, too. And let's just say, and we could, you know, just set an arbitrary number between us, just an automatic, like, 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, 10 years.
10 years on the sentence. So
if
you get caught, if you're convicted for public corruption,
right,
then you pick up an extra 10 years.
Yep.
I don't think there's any problem with that.
Okay, let's get going on it.
Well, you know, the question is, you got to rewrite the federal laws,
yeah,
or have somebody in Congress introduce, legislation to change that. And
that down.
You know, well, you know what? But maybe it doesn't. It depends on who you ask about it. And we have different Congress people on here all the time. And so the next one we get on here, I'll just broach it to them and see what they say.
Excellent.
All right?
I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good Memorial Day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So coming up on 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Am I out of the doghouse yet, Amelia?
Absolutely not.
No, I'm not? Am I still in trouble?
Yes.
Why? I didn't do anything wrong.
I know that you and Turk were trying to throw me off intentionally.
No, John made me do it.
I've been reading headlines ever since my last report with you.
No, John made me do it.
What, just because he's your producer, you got to do what he says?
Well, he kept yelling into my ears, my earphones. Ask her about Rove. Ask her about Rove. He kept doing it.
Yeah, well, you want to know what he's saying in my ear?
What?
Ask him a sports question.
Ask me a sports question.
I don't know any sports questions.
I know some things about sports. Not much, but I know some things about sports.
Okay, I bet between the two of you, you can't come up with the four teams left playing for the NHL championship.
Oh, jeez.
You're right. We probably can't.
No.
Would one of them be the... I just saw it earlier this morning, too, on TV. But you got to remember that was about 3:30 this morning. I can't remember. I can't recall at this particular time.
We got better things to do, right, Jay?
Well, I do see that sports stuff, but I just don't. I see it early on in the morning, and then can't turn around later on in the day and remember it now. But say 30 in the morning, I know that the Avs were in it at one point, and they're out. And I know that. I can't come up with any of them because I can't remember. So what am I going to do? But that's all right, John. You know what? Since you want to, examine Amelia and my weaknesses, then we can just turn the gun on you and start examining yours.
Hey, I got really thick skin. I can take it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. That's why you threw a temper tantrum last time I tried it. John is a notorious crybaby. It's 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Amelia, it's Getaway Friday. What's it look like?
All right, well, luckily the rush hour part of the drive is very, very light. We've got great speeds across 25 heading across downtown as well as the tech center, but we do have lots of speed traps. That Click It or Ticket campaign is going on all the way through Labor Day, so you will find increased DUI enforcement and just police enforcement in general across the entire state. For right now, a couple of speed traps set up lie along westbound I-70 right near Evergreen, as well as north and southbound I-25 right between Castle Pines and Surrey Ridge. Now, taking a drive out to DIA this morning, you've still got a nice clear shot across Pena Boulevard and plenty of parking spaces left over. Our security wait time is now at about 20 minutes. In today's forecast.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Friends. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars, Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Blue List has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. New companies to the Blue List include 8020 Plan, Capstone Investment Financial Group, and the Law Office of Mike Turner. Go to am760.net today, click on the Blue List, and support the companies that support AM 760.
Listen this Sunday at 1 p.m. to The Safe Money Show with Troy Hampshire and Troy Cunningham. Learn how to crash-proof your retirement. Protect your investments in the stock market, 401k, and IRAs for the future. Remember to tune in Sunday at 1 p.m. right here.
Is heartburn keeping you from the foods you love? If you suffer from frequent heartburn symptoms and are at least 18 years of age, you may qualify for a clinical research trial being conducted at Rocky Mountain Center for Clinical Research. Qualified participants will receive study-related medical exams, study medication, and laboratory tests at no cost. Compensation will also be provided for time and travel. Please call 303-403-8478. That's 303-403-8478.
Regency Window.
Do what I did. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get money to Ameritrade. Don't they use this as their theme song on TV? And you know what? Those commercials are such BS, too. You're the generation that gave a new a new definition to the commitment of love. Yeah, that's right. That's why we all had, like, orgies and, you know, and had, like, 25 different girlfriends, and there were no sexual transmitted diseases. And, you know what? We, you know, as men, we tried to nail anything that walked. And women, we had the Summer of Love in 1968, and women freely gave it away, and all of that kind of stuff. And everything that drove all the conservative nuts, the conservatives crazy back in those days. And I maintain that the reason the conservatives and the right-wing people were crazy, people like George Will and the rest of them were all angry, and William Bennett and the rest of them, is because they were too ugly to get laid. So they couldn't get any sex. So they were angry at the rest of us for going out and partying and having a good time. But that whole commercial that they run about that whole thing is like, you know, you're the generation that redefined the commitment of love, or whatever the case is. Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, all right, anything you think. It's my girlfriend and his girlfriend and your girlfriend and their girlfriend and everybody's girlfriend. And it all looked, it all felt the same in the dark, if you get what I'm saying. Oops, this is a family show, isn't it? 8:37, it's 20, well, what did I do? I shouldn't have said that. I don't know why that came out. You know, I don't know why I said all that, but it's true. I mean, and people have a tendency to romanticize those times, and there was nothing really, and in a lot of ways, there was nothing romantic about it. It was, really screwed up. And I'm not making a case for a lack of moral relativity or bounds in behavior here. I'm just saying that that's the way things were, and that the media doesn't accurately portray that stuff. Particularly if you go back and look at those old films, and one of the old films that runs occasionally on the cable is the one about the Sunset Strip. And I can't think of the name of it, the name of the title of it. And about the kid who smokes marijuana and flips out, and her father is a cop or something at the Hollywood PD. I don't know. I can't remember what the name of it is. And it's, you watch that and you just say to yourself, man, that wasn't the way it was. I mean, it wasn't the way it was at all. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Anybody grew up in and around Hollywood during the 60s in the listening audience besides myself? Am I the only one? Let's go to Kathy in Fort Collins. Kathy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Kathy.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
Say, my husband and I just got back from New Orleans, and I would recommend to anybody to go there for vacation. The French Quarter and the Garden District, which is the area that the tourists hit, really are unchanged. The streetcar isn't running right now, but they're going to get that up and running. And then as a side trip, it's interesting to see the rest of the city, which is basically uninhabited.
Right. It's terrible. It's terrible with the shape that city is in. And all those promises by George W. Bush have been unfulfilled. And
well, the levees aren't being, they're not fixed yet. They won't be ready for the first. So that's kind of a problem because people don't know whether to rebuild or not because of that. But it would be interesting if you could get a scientist on your show. He recently wrote a book called The Storm, What Went Wrong and Why During Hurricane Katrina, and his name is Ivor Van Heerden, and he predicted what was going to happen. And
he's at the University of New Orleans at Tulane, I think, isn't
no,
he? Tulane University?
No, he's at LSU.
LSU, that's it. Okay, I knew it was somewhere down there. Right, yeah, I've seen him on TV.
Yeah. And, you know, you could probably get him on because the book has just recently, I think, been published. But what people have to keep in mind is that 148 square miles were flooded. And in some places, the floodwaters were as high as 12 feet. And when some of the levees broke, it was like a major flood, like a dam breaking. And especially in the Ninth Ward, the houses were just sort of piled on top of each other with cars and everything else. But, I mean, I would just recommend people need to go down there to support the city, to support the people in the city. There's a bed and breakfast industry down there. I think there are a couple hundred of them, and quite a few are probably going to close up shop because they're just not getting the visitors, because people think that New Orleans is a big wreck, and the tourist areas where everybody went are fine. It's just the other areas, and they actually do have tours of the other areas, which are really interesting. And then you get into the whole thing about the corruption of I guess you could say it's the feds. There's a big kind of canal called Mr. Go, which stands for Mississippi River of Gulf something or other. What it was for large ships to get really close to the port to unload, and it saved them a lot of money. And because of that, that's one of the reasons why the flood was so bad in New Orleans, because the winds pushed a lot of the water into the city. And there's actually a lawyer that's suing the government because the Army Corps of Engineers wrote that it was their duty to protect, number one, Mr. Goh, not the city and the people of New Orleans.
Mm.
So it's just a shame. New Orleans, to me, is a jewel. It was a jewel in the crown. It was tarnished, but I don't mean to use the past tense, because if you look at the tourist areas, they're fine. But
yeah, so, you know, it's a tough sell, though, to get me, at least personally, to go to New Orleans in the summertime.
Yeah, you don't need to go in
little
the fall.
Little warm.
Go in October. Go in September. It's not expensive to get there. Frontier had a direct flight. They don't do it now, but hopefully they'll redo it. Just go down for a long weekend. The food is fabulous. I mean, we just had like this incredible meal that you would never get around here because of the fresh seafood. It's just an architectural delight. It's full of characters. It's a wonderful place, and people need to go and support the city. And if people have never been to New Orleans, they really need to go to see it, because it is a fabulous place. It's beautiful. And like I say, the tourist areas are fine. And if you want to do something really strange, do a tour of the devastated areas. I was telling the guy who picked up the phone that this one area we went to reminded me of the photographs I've seen of the Titanic underwater. I mean, the place had about 9 or 10 feet of water, and you'd walk past the house, and you'd see a chandelier covered in swamp grass. You'd see children's stuffed animals in the streets, Mardi Gras beads ground into the dust. I mean, it was just bizarre, and these are people's lives. And the traffic going up to Baton Rouge is really bad, because people who are working in New Orleans have no place to live, or a lot of them, so they're commuting. And it's a wonderful place. We need to support it, and we shouldn't forget it. And people should remember what's going on and how our government did not take care of the people down there.
I agree 100%. Kathy, thank you. Great call.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much. Yeah, you know, and the Bush tax cuts had a direct response on what happened in New Orleans, because there wasn't enough money for the Army Corps of Engineers. And when the head of the Army Corps of Engineers at that time protested the fact that there wasn't enough money, he was fired. Let's go to Antonio in the Longmont. Antonio, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are we going, Jay?
Hi, Antonio. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You doing well?
Yeah, I'm hanging in here, man.
Okay, that's good. I wanted to briefly call and talk to you briefly about the immigration issue.
All right, go ahead, sure.
Yeah, no, just a quick comment to your listeners. I just want people, I'm Mexican-American, and I just want people to, when issues like these come up, and I want to make it clear that I know that most of these people who are supporting these immigration reform are just want to secure our borders. And I have no problem with that. But what happens is, when an issue like this comes up, it becomes a shield for those who actually harbor deep prejudice. And
well, there are a lot of people who are involved in the anti-immigration movement that are racist.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about that.
Yeah, and I just wanted, because I've been coming into contact more and more with these people.
I mean, they're scared. They're scared of Mexicans. They don't want any Mexicans living in their country. They're scared Mexicans are going to take over. They don't want Mexicans living next door to them. They don't have the guts to come forward and to state where they're coming from. They don't have the guts to come forward and say that that's the way that they feel. Because the focus on illegals is always on Mexicans, and it's never on anybody else who may come here illegally. And that's the whole thing. I mean, they just don't want it, and the business community wants it, because the business community wants cheap labor. But the xenophobes don't want it, because they don't want anybody who doesn't have the same color skin as they do in the country.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that, and I'm pretty sure people are aware of it. But it's been coming out more and more. I've been noticing more and more people who are using this issue just as a shield for their own prejudice. And it's just something people really need to be aware of.
Yeah, I think they should definitely look into what sources are looking at when they look into the discussion of illegal immigration. Having people come here illegally is not right. Having porous borders is not right. But using racism, taking a just cause and hiding, and wrapping racism around it is absolutely wrong. And there are people out there, and their whole entire deal is they are just scared to death of the idea of Mexicans coming and the country going brown, and that white people may be in the minority, say, by 2025 or 2030. And you know what? They're not fooling anybody. It's just plain out fear and racism. Antonio, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
No problem. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And no, I can see the emails coming now. No, I am not for open borders. That's not the case. And I'm not for people coming here illegally. I'm for working the situation out. But I'm also not for the use of racism either. And there are people who are involved in this whole anti-immigration movement, this whole anti-illegal immigration movement, who definitely have racist ties. There's reports coming out of Washington, D.C. that there were shots fired in the Rayburn office House office building, and that the Capitol is in a lockdown mode. We'll have more information about that coming up at the top of the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, and it's Friday, and it's good to have you along here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Speeds are now picking up across the metro area in all of our heavy patches, especially across southbound I-25. We're still jamming up running between 104th and 84th Avenue, but it's not as bad as it was earlier this morning. Eastbound I-270 is also breaking free now between I-76 and Vasquez. We're still accident and stall free across the rest of our highway drive. That includes C-470, 6th Avenue, as well as I-225, where you will find patches of heavy traffic, especially down in the tech center. In today's forecast, we'll see that high of about 93 degrees. Currently, we're at 68 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Do you wake up every morning with Jay Marvin? Well, you're not alone.
Todd, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Big Head Todd. How are you?
I think you guys are great.
I think you're great, too. We listen to your show every day. I just think that all of the rhetoric about similarly with North Korea, well, that's especially when you want to talk to somebody, when they feel bitter or jilted. That's the time to talk to them.
Any place we can go see it?
Red Rocks, June 10th.
All right, man. We'll be out there at Red Rocks.
I hope so. I'll change the date if you can't go.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You don't have to change the date.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
A
car is a big investment, so get to AutoZone for everything you need to protect your car and make it look great. AutoZone has the brands you want at great prices, like Black Magic Tire Wet for a long-lasting extreme shine with no wiping, and Black Magic Pro Shine Protectant, now with Fade Block UV Blocker. Your choice, only $4.99. Give your car the protection it deserves. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0264. That's 1-800-400-0264. 1-800-400-0264.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And of course, Lexi goes to the pen, and then I'm not gonna arm wrestle. 8:52, 52 minutes past the hour. It's 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock, or whatever the case may be. The Capitol's locked down after reports of shots fired in the Rayburn building in the garage, and we'll have more about that coming up at the top of the hour here. On AM 760 Progressive Talk. I tell you, the high today is going to be 88 and thunderstorms. It seems like I haven't repeated the temperature in a long time. One of the things they always teach you at Morning Man School is they teach you that you should give the time, because people in the morning want to know the time, and you should give them some idea of what the weather should be. And that's what they teach you in Morning Man School, which I went to 100,000 years ago. All right, let's get back on the phones, and we go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
I had this thought I wanted to communicate to the country. You know, there have been all these reports about the voting machines possibly not correctly counting the vote. You're aware of that?
Yes.
So my suggestion is that to get around that, the Democrats in those areas where they expect that problem ought to get everybody use an absentee ballot. And that way, there'll be a paper trail. They'll be able to count the votes.
Well, I don't think it'd be a bad idea. I mean, I mean, I'm not worried about my vote particularly, but if you're worried about your vote, you can always fill out an absentee.
No, I'm not worried. I live in Boulder County, and so, you know, I'm sure that Boulder County is going to count the Democratic votes correctly.
Yeah, you can always, but you're right, you can always fill out an absentee ballot. That's, you know, not a bad idea.
But I'm talking about Florida and Ohio and other places where perhaps they're not going to count the votes correctly.
Most of those states, though, have movements going on in them to reform the voting machines.
And yeah, but it's probably not going to happen before the election this year.
No, probably not. But you know what, the absentee ballot idea is not a bad one. Not a bad one at all.
Just a thought.
Well, it's a good one. It's a good thought. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Brian in Longmont. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, good. Love your show. Thank you for being there.
Oh, thanks.
I just had a quick call kind of tying in with the country music discussion that went on earlier. I agree with you on the Dixie Chicks piece, and I was weaned on country music growing up, kind of a child of the early 60s, and recently downloaded a song called King of the Road. Maybe you remember that?
Oh, sure, written by Roger Miller.
Roger Miller, love that one. And I grew up on it and just loved the tune and recently purchased it off of one of the online stores and really started listening to the lyrics of it. And I think that has a pretty good shot of being a comeback song of the year, because it kind of speaks to the disenfranchisement of the middle class and the gutting of the middle class that's going on in our current economic climate, where I think there are people who are more and more one paycheck away, one illness away, one bad stroke of luck away from living in their cars.
Yeah, and, I think you're right. And as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly my history, the history of that song was written by Roger Miller when Roger Miller was living with Willie Nelson's wife in a trailer in Nashville.
4 hours of push and broom will buy you an 8x10 4-bit room.
Yep.
You know, and I think that you listen to the government statistics, and there's so many hedonics going on, and we're removing this, the cost of gas, the cost of food, and they smooth it out so that it looks like it's a robust economy and the jobs are growing. But everybody I know, and I feel like I'm middle class, but most of the people that I know are extremely nervous. They're worried about health insurance. They're worried about their jobs. They have been running through their savings just to keep up with the cost of things. And feel like they're not that far away from putting a sign up and putting their house up for sale and stuff like that.
There's a lot of Americans who live paycheck to paycheck, earlier this week, I asked people about their confidence in the economy and about how they were doing out there, and it was about 75-25, and the 75 said that they were insecure and worried, and the 25 said that they were doing okay. And you always get people who will call up here and will tell you that they've been laid off or been out of the job market and can't get a job. And it's a terrible, terrible situation. And you're right. I mean, the administration acts as if the economy is on fire. And in reality, wages remain kind of stagnant. And when you add in inflation, even the growth in wages, 3-4%. But then you add in the inflation value in there. I mean, it makes it sit kind of flat. And, of course, we know that the minimum wage hasn't risen since 1997. And when you start to push from the bottom up, it has a tendency to help everybody out. And that's why I always say that this whole immigration thing is an exact perfect opportunity for those of us that are progressives to open up conversations about wages and about what working people make. Brian, thank you, man. Appreciate it. And glad to know there's another country music adherent out there.
All right. Take care.
Take care, my friend. And check out the music of Merle Haggard, which is always good stuff. All right, final hour of open phones coming up here at 303-713-7600. I got two open lines. Whatever it is you want to talk about this morning, man, you're on. All you got to do is phone in, and you're part of the program, and we're glad you're here.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown.
Backed by popular demand, check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It absolutely works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
What a gorgeous statement the Regency Bristol window makes. Hi, this is Dave Logan. I had the Bristol triple pane window put in my entire home, not only because of the energy savings, but because of the way they look. Regency Bristol Windows is making it as easy as possible for you to put them in your home. For a limited time, for every two windows you buy, you get one absolutely free. Call right now at 303-233-0833.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Police have sealed off a Capitol Hill office building after reports of the sound of gunfire.
Please close the doors. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a wire under the door. Close the door as far as you can, and then just please... Please stay in the room.
Congressman Peter Hoekstra interrupting a House hearing. Live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Bob, what can you tell us?
The Capitol Police say they're investigating the sound of shots in the garage of that Rayburn office building, one of three buildings housing offices and hearing rooms for the House of Representatives. There are several garage levels. Police say the sound of gunshots were heard. We don't know for sure any shots have been fired by anyone, and there is a police firing range in the basement of that building. But everyone working in the building has been told to stay where they are, stay in their offices, as police try to figure out exactly what's going on.
Now, Bob, earlier the Senate had given the okay to President Bush's choice to head the CIA.
That's right. They easily confirmed General Michael Hayden to run the CIA, an agency recovering from a rough stretch under the leadership of former Republican Congressman Porter Goss. In fact, one of Hayden's first acts will be to bring in as deputy a former top CIA official who retired after a dispute with Goss. Hayden's confirmation hearing centered on controversy over what he did as head of the NSA, overseeing the start of warrantless wiretaps and other spying on Americans' phone calls, but that was not enough to stop his promotion.
Well, criminal charges, including murder, are expected soon in the case of about a dozen Marines involved in the killing of 24 Iraqis last November. A military probe is expected to conclude they were murdered. The Marine commandant had gone to Iraq to caution troops about the proper use of deadly force. The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General George Casey, tells CBS News.
I think it's something that that we all wrestle with here, and we need to all talk to our soldiers about it periodically, because we can't allow ourselves to become so hardened by the difficulties of the environment that we become hardened to the loss of civilian life.
Americans are off and running. The Memorial Day weekend is upon us.
Traveling here to the beach or that mountain or lake house getaway this Memorial Day weekend, it'll cost you plenty more to do it than a year ago. Gas prices are up nearly 40%. Rental car rates are 20% higher. Airfares are up 10%, as are hotel prices, up 5%. The AAA says about 40 million of us will hit the road this holiday weekend. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Well, shingles can be a painful ordeal for adults, but now that discomfort could be a thing of the past. The FDA has okayed Zostavax, a new vaccine to stop the virus. It was developed by Merck, where Dr. Jeffrey Silber is a senior director of clinical research.
The vaccine is indicated as a single injection for individuals 60 years of age and older.
Older Americans make up the bulk of the roughly 1 million new cases of shingles in the U.S. each year. On Wall Street on this final day of the trading week, the Dow up 28 points, the NASDAQ ahead 3. This is CBS News.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend signals the start of summer. So for all your indoor and outdoor projects, head on over to the Ace Hardware Memorial Weekend Sale. Get a stainless steel gas grill for only $3.99. Or relax in some cedar Adirondack chairs for just $29.99. The Memorial Weekend Sale, your local Ace Hardware, starts Friday. Don't miss it. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
You see a squirrel in the road, your car stops. It gets dark, your car lights the way. You order a coffee, your car holds your cup. Your car takes care of you. So how do you take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care from die-hard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. And right now, we're having our biggest Goodyear tire sale ever. So bring your car to the experts at Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 5/27/06.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. An 18-month-old black bear let himself into a home in Larkspur. Three girls locked themselves in a room.
Yeah, I think in this particular situation, the girls did do the right thing. Obviously, the first thing you want to do is call 911. And they did kind of lock themselves in a room that didn't have any bear attractants in it. That was probably the correct thing to do.
Tyler Baskill with the Division of Wildlife says the bear was probably attracted by food inside. The cub had to be put down. Westminster police looking for an 8-year-old boy taken by his biological mother in violation of a custody order.
Over the last few months, the custody has been kind of relaxed through the courts, and this is the first attempt she's had.
Tim Reed says Hope Yengich is wanted for several felonies in Colorado. A moving truck rented by Yengich was found this week in Sandy City, Utah. It's believed they're in the greater Salt Lake City area. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're still looking great on this highway drive. No highway crashes or stalls to warn you about. In fact, most of our heavy traffic has subsided as well. Southbound I-225 is just a bit heavy between Yosemite and I-25. And I-25 itself southbound is still jamming up just a bit through Thornton North or Thornton and North Glen, heading down from Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. The rest of the drive, really in great shape. C-470, 6th Avenue, as well as the Turnpike, all checking clear. Now, if you are headed out to DIA, that security wait time stands at about 20 minutes, and Pena Boulevard is checking clear of any slowdowns. In today's forecast,
Dork is back with their brand new album, Suck It. Join Denver's own Dork as they celebrate the release of their new disc, Friday, June 2nd at Rock Island for an all-ages show. Suck It. The new album from Dork includes the new single F-I-I-K, featuring Stefan Egerton of the Descendants. The Dork Suck It CD release party, June 2nd at Rock Island, 1614 15th Street. All ages, $8, doors at 6:30. And don't miss Dork on their third year with the Vans Warped Tour. Check wearedork.com for details.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
303-713-7600, and I got one line open, and it's open phones, and we go to Don in Thornton. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. Good. Good morning.
Hi.
I want to touch on Ken Salazar for a second again. I think this man needs to decide whether he wants to be a private citizen or a high-ranking government official, because he apparently wants to be both.
I think he is. By nature, he's both.
But isn't that a big debate every election? These people are asked to run, and they say, well, I have to discuss it with my family because it's going to be sacrifices. And many make the decision not to run because they don't want to miss the important functions like the graduations and birthdays and plays and stuff. And they opt not to because they realize that for the 4 years or however long they're elected, that's what they're going to be doing. And my analogy was high-ranking commanders in the field can't leave the battle, and that's exactly what he did.
Well, I don't agree with you. I mean, I think the thing passed 63 to whatever, and they didn't really need his vote, and he was had promised to be the speaker at his daughter's high school graduation, which is a very important point in a parent and a daughter's life, lives, plural, and while I'm critical of him as much as anybody's critical of him, I don't think what he did was wrong.
Well, I'm sure that many of the people who voted had important functions. What if everybody decided, well, this mine function
is more
important
than
this
vote? But his vote wasn't needed, so there was no point. It was not tight, so the vote was not needed. I mean, if it was crucial, then he probably would have stayed, but the vote was not needed.
In the article I read, he said even if it came down to his vote, he still would have opted to come back to Denver.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think there are times where you just have to do what you have to do, and even though
in that case, maybe he shouldn't be in government service. That's all I have to say. He shouldn't be in government service.
Well, you know what? I just have got to say to you, you know what? I just don't agree with you. I mean, I don't think that his vote made a difference either way, and he chose to be at his daughter's high school graduation and be your commencement speaker. And you know what? And you know what? You want to send people into office who have family values and who have some degree of feeling for family and community. And on this one, as much as I'm critical of him and don't particularly care for him for most things, I can't criticize him on it.
That seems to be that general attitude of everybody in America. Well, why should I vote?
Wait a minute. It's a general attitude of everybody in America?
How can you make a statement
that that's the general attitude of everybody in America when you haven't talked to everybody in America?
Well, why don't they vote?
Well, I don't know. Probably a number of reasons, and there's probably a number of studies out there that probably show why people don't vote or why they're apathetic. But you made a statement about that's everybody in America doesn't vote, and that's not true, because people in America do vote. The turnout has been going down. It's not as high as it once was, but people do vote. And don't make statements like everybody in America when you don't talk to everybody in America.
It would be nice to have some type of leadership that shows you that voting does count.
Well, we do have leadership. We do have leadership that shows the voting does count. Because he misses one vote on one bill, because his daughter's going to graduate from high school, you're going to hang him for that? I'd hang people for a lot more than that, man. There are a lot of other people doing a lot of other more terrible things, like Bill Frist, for instance, introducing a legislation benefiting a pharmaceutical company in the middle of the night in a defense appropriation bill as an earmark that was written by the pharmaceutical company. How come you're not outraged about that?
Well, I am about that also, but...
Well, I mean, you know, so he goes to his daughter's high school graduation, BFD.
Yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of people that would take his job a little bit more serious than he does.
Well, you know what? I don't think that you have any proof that he doesn't take his job seriously. You may not agree with the way he votes. I don't agree with the way he votes. You may not agree with the way he thinks. I don't always agree with the way he thinks. But you can't say he doesn't take his job seriously because you don't have any proof of that. What proof do you have? One vote? And you hang his entire career on one vote? If you think that he doesn't take his job seriously, and I'm not trying to stick up for him, but I'm just more or less playing devil's advocate here. If you don't think that he takes his job seriously, then give me an example of him not taking his job seriously other than this incident.
Well,
you don't even know how long he's in office? You don't know how long a senator's in office?
Yes, I do. I'm asking you. Do you know?
Yeah, 6 years.
For that 6 years.
All right. Over the time period that he's been in office, you give me an example of where he doesn't take his job seriously.
Well, this is the prime example, right?
Well, I said other than this. Deny it. You can understand what I'm saying. Give me an example. You said he doesn't take his job seriously. So give me an example other than this where he doesn't take his job seriously.
I don't want him representing me as a
Colorado. Well, you're not answering my question. You're going off on some other place. You made a statement that he doesn't take his job seriously. Now, you tell me and give me an example other than this one of where he hasn't taken his job seriously.
Other than this one, I can't think of any. I'm sorry.
Well, that's because you shouldn't have made the statement, because he probably does take his job seriously, and he probably anguishes over votes, and he makes votes that are wrong, in my opinion, and he does things that people are not happy with. The bankruptcy bills are probably a really good shining example. But because he goes to his daughter's high school graduation and gives a commencement speech and on a vote that's not tight, and you want to hang him for it, and then you want to smear his entire career with it, don't you think you're being a little unfair?
No, I don't.
Well, okay. Then we disagree. Thanks for the call. By the way, you know what? We forgot to tell you. You need to get in touch with the Governor Owens' office at 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. Or Governor Owens at state.cu.us and ask him to sign SB 1149. I think it should be HB 1149, actually. HB 1149, House Bill 1149, please call the governor at 303-866-2471 so that he won't let the bill languish, and it has to do with cleaning up lobbyists and cleaning up lobbying scandals, and it is it's House Bill 1149, which is the one that you should call the governor about at 303-866-2471, or send him an email at governorowens@state.cu.us, and for myself... What, John? Yeah, that's just what I just said. I said Governor Owens at state.co.us. Is that right or wrong? Thank you. And I myself am going to send an email after I get off the air. Okay, let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing? You sound a little down this morning.
Well, I was just a little agitated at that guy because I don't think that you can hang. I don't think you can hang a whole guy's career on one vote.
No, that was silly. That was silly. I like that BFD. I've never heard that one, man. I've heard of SOL, but BFD. That's good.
Well, don't repeat it. I don't want to be. I don't want to be responsible for teaching you bad habits.
All right, I like it. Hey, listen, though, these Marines that are going to be found guilty of killing Iraqi citizens.
Yeah, that's tragic. That's terrible.
It's tragic, and they did wrong, but there's no way they should be found guilty. You know, they were put in a situation where just a horrible situation. I really feel for those guys, and you know, if anybody should be found guilty, it should be Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice. The whole crew, you know. I mean, to find those soldiers guilty and put them away, here they're serving the country and trying to, you know, take care of themselves and they do something like that. I know it was wrong, but I just can't see finding them guilty, you know, and punishing them.
I think it's just too early in the game yet to know what exactly happened, and I think they have a right to mount a defense, and they will, and we'll have to see how it comes out. But any way you sketch it, any way you look at it, it's not only bad for them, it's bad for the country. It bodes bad in Iraq. It's another one of those things that, you know, you chalk up with Abu Ghraib and the rest of the stories that are out there. The black, you know, op sites and, you know, the retention flights and all of that kind of stuff and the people being held in Guantanamo without representation and the UN and, you know, human rights groups saying the Guantanamo should be closed, and it's just, you know, it's really, it's a sad, sad, sad situation, and this country is capable of so much better, but, you know, we weren't there, and we don't know what happened, and we don't know the pressure they were under, and we don't know what the situation is, so we got to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think that, you know, people who would take this story and seize on it and run around with it and use it, you know, as a reason to oppose the war and to say, look what America's doing. Let's hold on and chill out a second, let's see what their story is first. I don't know about you, Paul, but I feel terribly sorry for them.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, I wish the anti-war people would go. I wish I had the time and the money to go and organize a rally in support of them, you know, get behind them and support them because they need our those soldiers really need our support right now, you know, especially the people in the anti-war movement. You know,
yeah.
I wish that would happen for them.
You know, all we can do is do this. We can keep our fingers crossed. We can hope and pray that they get fair due process and that we get down to the truth and find out exactly what happened on that terrible, terrible, you know, day and that terrible moment and find out exactly really what went on. Because now all these lives are damaged, not only of the Iraqis who lost loved ones, but now the soldiers' lives and their families' lives, and it's just... And, you know, the bigger thing is, Paul, you look back, you look at it, and you say to yourself, what for? What for all of this?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just been such a horrible waste of lives, Iraqis, American soldiers and families and Iraqi families. I mean, you know, we're talking thousands of people's lives being destroyed, damaged psychologically, physically. I mean, yeah, it's just horrible.
It really is. All right, man. Paul, thank you. I love you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay. Take care.
See you later. One line open.
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson invites you to spend a night under the stars with the one you love. Your classic rod. Your killer motorcycle. Thunder Mountain Harley will be hosting Hot Rod Night every Wednesday and Hogs and Hooters Bike Night every Thursday. Join us as we rock out to live music at the brand new Thunder Mountain Amphitheater and enjoy food and beer specials at the neighboring Hooters. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 9, starting May 17th and 18th. Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson, Colorado's premier Harley dealership. Up I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard. Online at thundermountainharley.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Between themselves and the two labs that live next door, but when they meet each other face-to-face, they're sweethearts. But my dogs are very, very active, and one of the reasons why they're very active is because of the food that we feed them. And the food that we feed them is Purina One. They've been on Purina One since they've been little puppies, and you can just tell people fawn over them, talk about how good they look. You know what? Coco and Jackson have done so well on it, and it's almost like it's made for them. And you know what? Purina has got different dog blends for different dogs. Some dogs need more protein. Some dogs have sensitive systems. Some large breed dogs typically benefit from glucosamine. That's why it's good to know that Purina One has 13 dog formulas, each made with a specific nutritional need in mind. So could a change in your dog's food help your change your dog's health for the better? Well, you bet it could. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And take the Purina One Challenge today. You'll get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult dog, or senior dog. And let me give you the number again. It's 1-888-606-BARK, 1-888-606-BARK. Call them today and change your dog's health for the better.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind parents that whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Decide as a family to talk about this issue, and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rocks Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Oh, a little Willie Nelson. All right.
They say that all good things must end. Call it a night.
All right. Anyway, it's time for me to give away some gas to four Progressive Club members, Joseph Jonas, Joseph Jonas of Boulder, Frank McFadden of Lakewood, Julie Correll of Littleton, Rod Swanson of Denver. All of you now have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call me at 303-631-2760 to claim $100 of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, looking for Joseph Jonas of Boulder, Frank McFadden of Lakewood, Julie Correll of Littleton, and Rod Swanson of Denver. You got 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call me at 303-631-2760 to win $100 worth of free gas, which wouldn't be bad on a getaway Friday. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Once again, we want to pass House Bill. We want House Bill. We want it signed, House Bill 1149. So call Governor Owen's office and ask him to sign House Bill 1149. That's 303-866-2471. Or you can email him at governorowens@state.co.us. Okay, now, back to the phones. And we go to Larry in Frederick, who's been hanging on. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Larry, you there? I can't believe this. Line one. Well, you know what? I'm sorry about that. Why'd it do that?
We need new phones.
Yeah, no kidding. What is up with that? Larry, call back, man. I didn't do that on purpose. That bums me out. Somebody waits that long. All right, let me try another one without see if I can do it without disconnecting him. Jim in Boulder. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jim.
This is Jim in Boulder. I'm on my cell phone, but this recent incident that they're investigating the Marines reminded me that Bush signed an executive order some 3-plus years ago exempting all contractors, government contractors in Iraq, from civil liability.
That's exactly right.
And for either torts or contracts. So they're immune from any suit. Imagine losing a child and not being able to sue a contractor that killed him, whether it was by accident or even intentionally. Now, I'm not saying, obviously, they can't sue the Army for any deaths that may have occurred, but to make these contractors not civilly liable, that's a scary thought.
Well, and that's a payoff to Bush's big business constituency.
Sure. Of course, his argument in favor of it was, it would make them not liable. They could do things cheaper because they wouldn't have any civil liability to injuries they might cause. By the way, one thing I do, and I know you like progressives to be out there and be aggressive, I've been a long-time subscriber to The Nation.
Yeah.
I never throw it away. What I do is recycle it, give it to people, and say, here, read something. This is interesting reading. I'd leave them at doctor's office, take off my name, of course. But it's just one little thing you can do is keep this information going out there.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. I think I'm going to, you know, as much as I go to the doctor, I think I'm going to start tearing off the labels and leaving in the lobbies. You know what? That's really a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great way, I think, to get the word out. Do a great job, Jay. Keep it up.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Is Larry back? Oh, he's back. Okay, let me try again. Man, I think this phone is broken. Hang on. Larry, are you there?
Hello?
I'm sorry about that, man. I apologize.
You sent me into the ether.
I put you in the phone zone, and I didn't mean to do it.
That's okay. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right, man. What's up with you?
Jay, yesterday I listened to you in the morning and the afternoon and was really, I'm really depressed, not depressed, upset about the way this group is pounding on unions.
Right, it is. It's bad.
Jay, I'm a first-generation American. My parents were immigrants. Hell, I could sit down and talk with you about 1,000 things you talk about. But I was raised in Frederick was a little coal mining community. And with my father, it was John L. Lewis, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and God in that order.
Right.
My mom is 94 today. And if people really want to see what a union retirement plan could do for people, they really need to look at what the United Mine Workers did for these people. The mine workers were really oppressed, and my grandfather was part of the Berwyn, Colorado mine raid that occurred. And, you know, today my mother gets a good mining pension from my father's work and Social Security, and she lives very well. And I don't understand why people fear unions so much.
It isn't people. It's not that people fear unions. It's that unions have been the subject of a vicious propaganda war in this country for 30, 35 years, and it's that people hear those commercials like I played yesterday afternoon, and there's no rebuttal to them, so they take that stuff away and they believe it. They believe that people are, you know, and unions are lazy, and that they, you know, they don't work, and that they're this and they're that. And, yeah, you know, you've got people that are like that, but you've got people like that in non-union shops, too. I mean, that's just part of human nature. But for the most part, most of the gains that we've gotten have come from unions. And unions protect you, and unions help with wages. And there's no question that you have a better style of living in a union situation. And unions are only as strong as the members make it, and the union movement needs to have steam pumped back into it.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And I think that unions were very very much responsible a great deal for helping build the middle class of America that that was thriving in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah, you know what? I agree 100%. Larry, we're on the same page, man. Don't be depressed. Look at it this way. We have a chance historically in November to turn things around, and you'll do your part, and I'll do my part, and we'll take back this country, man.
Okay, Jay. Nice talking with you.
Thanks, Larry.
Bye.
All right. Is that Angie Piccioni on line three? All right. We'll get her after the break. All right. That means we've got to hurry up with Amelia Earhart because we have the next congresswoman from District 4 on the line and getting ready to talk to her. It's 9:31. Amelia, am I out of the doghouse?
Oh, you're out.
Well, you know what? We sincerely love you. We appreciate you. We know you're intelligent. We know you're smart. We know we've been trick-bagging you all morning long, and we intend to make it up to you on Monday. I'm sorry, on Tuesday, by continuing to trick-bag you at every turn of the mile.
Oh, just you wait. I've got an entire weekend to plan my attack on you.
Yeah, I know. So it's going to be, I'm telling you, for those who want to join us on Tuesday morning, it's going to be open warfare between Amelia Earhart, John Turk, and myself.
I can't
All right.
wait.
What's the traffic look like?
Well, luckily, we've got no problems ahead of us. Southbound I-225 has left over just a bit of heavy traffic right between Yosemite and I-25. But the southbound lanes of I-25 are pretty much clear now between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. We've got no construction plan for the weekend, but what you do have to watch out for is increased patrol across our highway drive. Now, that includes the high country down in Colorado Springs as well as Denver. They're going to be out looking for both DUIs and also people not wearing their seatbelt. That click it or ticket campaign is ongoing right now, so do watch out and take it slow for your weekend drive. Now, taking a look at our forecast, we've got a great, gorgeous day ahead of us. Highs nearing 93 degrees. We're already at 72 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
University of Colorado Hospital's minimally invasive surgery center providing the highest quality care, resulting in less pain, scarring, and recovery.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886.
1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Good morning and high today, 88. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. And I've got two lines open. And let's talk to the next congresswoman from District 4. We're talking about the one and only Angie Piccioni. And Representative Piccioni, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Hey, Jay, I heard this rumor that you didn't get invited to the Democratic convention.
No, nobody invited me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm here to invite you to another special function.
Okay.
On Monday, I'm hosting a very large barbecue up in Fort Collins at the City Park. And feel free to come on up. It starts at 2 o'clock.
All right. If I can make it and talk Mary into it, I'll be there, and I'll be more than happy to come up and join you. And you're holding a big – and is anybody welcome to this barbecue?
Anybody's welcome. It's just going to be, you know, hang out, have some brats and some – no adult beverages, though.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's probably a good idea. So brats and non-adult beverages and a good time with the next congresswoman from District 4.
That's exactly right. And you are very welcome to come. And I wish I would have known. I would have invited you. We had a great time at the State Assembly. It was great.
Oh, you know what? I'm just glad it turned out okay. And how's your campaign against Marilyn Manson Musgrave going?
It's going really well. We've got tremendous momentum, and all across the country, people are really wanting to change in this district, and we're going to give it to them.
You know what? I can't wait. I just can't wait, and expect another campaign contribution from me coming very soon.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We're on our way now to Evans for a Colorado Commission on Aging celebration, and we're going to celebrate those folks who are 100 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Well, that's amazing. Well, you know what? You just are a ball of energy, and you're just all over the place. All right. So once again, this Memorial Day, where is the barbecue again?
At City Park in Fort Collins.
Okay. Anybody can come. No adult beverages, but plenty of food, plenty of good company, and a good chance.
Bring the family.
Bring the family and a good chance to meet your next congresswoman. Right? Oh, I'm losing you. Okay, Angie, we'll see you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
I just love her. I just love her, and I admit I've given to her campaign, and she's not even my congresswoman. My congresswoman is Diana DeGette, who I also love. But I love Angie Piccioni. And if you live in District 4, man, you have got to get out, and you've got to vote for Angie Piccioni, and you've got to get your friends to vote for Angie Piccioni, and we have got to get rid of Marilyn Manson Musgrave and get her totally and completely out of office. I've got three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones on this Friday. And, you know, do people get off work early today? I think a lot of people get off work early today, don't they? I think a lot of people have gone home early. Isn't that what Amelia said? The traffic's pretty clear out there. It's getaway Friday, except for the rest of us who can't get anywhere. But that means I have no trouble negotiating my way around town today.
While you're driving 90 miles an hour in your new car.
I'm not driving 90 miles an hour in my new car. They're out there giving tickets. Click it, and, I can't understand. I saw this statistic recently, and I don't totally understand it, and I wish somebody could explain it to me. And not only that, if there's somebody out there who would admit that they actually would do this, why would you drive around without seatbelts?
The excuse I always hear, Jay, is that I don't want to get hung if I roll over. I don't want to suffocate myself. That's what they say. You can get trapped in your car.
Yeah, so if you're not wearing them, you like go out of your seat and crack your coconut against the windshield.
Or you fly out the window.
Yeah, or you fly out the window and you're found dead on the pavement. Man, I don't get that at all. That's foolishness. Let's go to Roberto in Westminster. Roberto, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Oh, here we go again. Phone trouble. Let's try it again. Roberto, hey, you there?
Hello?
I got you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling about the immigration issue, and I have 2 points. I want to talk a little bit about my experience and also the housing market and immigration. Also, my experience is that I gained legal status here in the United States thanks to the amnesty law of 1996. I used to come here to the fields of the tomato fields of Ohio, work as a laborer right there in Ohio in 1986, and thanks to that, I got my legal status. And As soon as I got my legal status, I tried to improve my quality of life, and I went to college. I finished my master's degree in Colorado State University in the 90s, and right now I'm a computer engineer. And that happened to a lot of these people, to a lot of the people, of the 2 million people that gained legal status to that law. And what happened, there was not a tool, a legal tool for employers, again, to hire. Well, the other way was to increase the wages, but what happened, they keep hiring illegal immigrants because we left those jobs. Obviously, as soon as we got our legal status, we left those jobs, and those jobs were filled again for illegal immigrants. And
well, you know, when they talk about the jobs Americans won't take, what they're really talking about is jobs that America won't pay Americans to take, so they'll pay illegal immigrants to take them because they can get away with paying less, which is what your situation was, until you became A, legal under the 86 amnesty, and then B, went out and got a career, and now you're an engineer and you're living the American dream, and you don't have to do those jobs anymore.
Yeah, that's right. There is two ways to get people to those jobs. So one way is to increase the wages, and the other way is probably you carry a tool where you get temporary workers, they can hear and they go back, something to the H-1B visa that is on the higher sector. I don't know why, if in the higher sector, the computer sector, for example, there is a way to do it, why not on the lower skill sector? And also the other thing that I wanted to talk to you is about the housing market. I hear one radio show in the 90s where 1999 specifically, and they were discussing about the housing market, why the housing market was doing so well, and there was a bunch of discussion. They were saying, well, partly it is the Freddie Mac, and the better ways to, the more ways to get a housing, a mortgage loan. But it surprised me that nobody mentioned that in the 90s it was the biggest wave of immigration the whole century. And nobody was talking about immigration. It's simply supply and demand. There was more people coming to the country. We were demanding goods and services. And obviously, we were increasing the pricing of the housing. And
well,
nobody on that panel, right?
The reason that doesn't get discussed is because, you know what? We want you here to do the labor that we don't want to pay for, but we really don't want to see you.
No, yeah, you're right. We disappear. But you know the problem right now that what happened is a lot of illegal immigrants, they own a home. That's why there is so much. There is a big push for big companies, especially the financial sector, for changing the status of these people because they know that they have been targeting the illegal immigrants for a few years just by having an ITIN number.
Right.
Identification number, you can get a mortgage loan. So what happens with these people if they have to go back to their countries? So what is going to happen is those mortgage loans, they are going to disappear. And if we are talking about housing bubble, I think this is the middle.
Well, it's certainly going to be a loss for the financial sector in this country. And you're right, it may also affect the housing bubble. Roberto, it's good to have you call in. And by the way, for my racist friends in the anti-immigration movement, notice how Roberto is speaking English, not Spanish. Right, Roberto?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, did you teach yourself to speak English?
Yeah, I used to have problems with my English. You know, the accent is really good to get rid of, especially when I came here to this country for my late 20s. But, I teach myself, and I went to college, I went to Colorado State University, I got a master's degree, and in order to get into a university back in the United States, you need to speak English. They have special exams where you need to have a certain level of speaking English and reading English, too.
Well, you know what, great, and I'm glad you called, and I hope you'll call again, and I hope you'll add more of your input, and not only into the immigration debate, but into many other subjects. And good to have you here, man. It's really good to have you here. Thank you, Roberto.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Have a good day. All right, what about that? And he speaks English. And, you know, oh, they come over here, and they don't speak English, and they don't learn English. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm so sick of the anti-immigration people. It makes me, because they deal in all these stereotypes.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available against drunk drivers who injure people. They won't tell you, but I will. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You've heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Not true this time. What you do know about punitive damages will help you. What you don't know will hurt you. Look, don't get hurt in the crash and then hurt again on the insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
You can call us bonkers. You can call us crazy. But whatever you do, call us. Because Burt Cooney Honda has a goal to become the largest Honda dealer west of the Mississippi. This month, Burt Cooney Honda is kicking things off with a big red sale.
Big red!
Take a stroll through Burt Cooney's huge selection of new Hondas, and you'll see big red sale prices that'll knock your socks off. Put your socks back on, and take a walk through Burt Cooney's pre-owned Honda lineup. Payments and prices are so low, you'll have to stoop to see them. Burt Cooney Honda also has a great selection of gas-sipping hybrids in stock and ready for delivery. Check out the entire inventory at bkhonda.com. There's nothing like a Honda and nobody that can get you in the driver's seat like Burt Cooney. Go to bkhonda.com and see for yourself. The Big Red Sale on now at Burt Cooney Honda in Centennial. It's over. When the fat lady stops singing.
50% off. And as always, same-day delivery available. Check them out online. That's FRUEHAUFS.com. Or just head over to Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
This is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to salute all the men and women of the United States Armed Forces who have given their lives so that we can live as free Americans. Memorial Day is a time to celebrate and salute those brave fighters who have given their lives in service to this country. Come support All American Vogue at 10 South Broadway in Denver, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140 so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yes, and we've got the very talented Amelia Earhart to do traffic every single day, Monday through Friday. At 9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock, she can fly an airplane. She can spot traffic. But don't ask her about Carl Rove. No, I'm just kidding. High today, 88. Thunderstorms. I love this song, man. And don't forget, on Wednesday, May the 31st, Big Head Todd comes in to do the show with Jay. It's going to be Jay and Todd do talk radio together. And maybe the start of something new. Maybe we can talk about going on tour with the Monsters and teaming up permanently. Because, you know, I can use all the help I can get. All right, let me go to Matt in Watkins. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. It's Friday, you know.
Yep, you got it, man.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about this thing that Dixie chicks taking so much crap from all the rednecks out there.
Right.
You know, about how they're not going to buy her music. Well, I'm going to buy the CD just, even if I don't listen to it, I'm going to buy it just because of what it says.
Well, you know, the secret about all of that is that country music CDs don't sell that much. So if the rest of us who don't even listen to country music, and as I've indicated on the show many times, I do listen to country music, but it's the older stuff. If we don't listen to the modern stuff, if we don't listen like to the, I don't know, who's on the scene today? Keith Watley or whatever his name is, or Chesney or whoever these people are. If we don't listen to them, but if the rest of us just go out and spend, $18 or whatever it is and buy one of their CDs, they'll naturally outsell anything they could in the country radio format, so it won't make a hill of beans and it won't make a difference whether KYGO or anybody else plays it or not.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm going to buy Neil Young's new CD, any of the new CDs that are protest CDs.
Oh, I've got Neil Young's new CD. It's great.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I wanted to say one other thing about Ken Salazar. I voted for Ken Salazar, and I actually went to a fundraiser for him. And I wrote him an email and, told him I expected him to vote a certain way on, something fairly important 3-4 months ago. And he sends me back this email telling me how proud he is that he's voted with Bush over 50% of the time. And I thought to myself, you jackass.
Yeah, that's sad. I agree.
You shouldn't be voting with Bush 0% of the time. The guy is a moron.
Well, you know what? I agree that, his votes are not attractive. The point I was trying to make to that guy who called up is you can't, you can't hang him on one vote, revolving around the fact that his daughter's graduating high school, which is a big event in a parent's life, and that
sure,
he gets to be a, commencement speaker at his daughter's graduation. But you can turn around and say to him, well, for instance, why did you vote for the bankruptcy bill, which was written by the credit card industry?
Absolutely. I agree with what you're saying 100%, but I'm going to monitor what Salazar does, but chances are he won't get my vote next time around.
Well, we need to get a more progressive challenger to take him on in the primary.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, man.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You got it. Take care. Let me go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Jay?
Yes, Kevin.
Jay, good to hear you. Thanks for taking my call. I heard my future congressperson on there, Angie Piccioni.
Yep.
Angie and Gary, hi. Drive careful. I just wanted to bring up the fact that Musgrave was endorsed by the KKK. Jay, you might find that interesting.
Yeah, I saw that on the Internet, and I saw it on Colorado Soapbox.blog, the Soapbox blog. I saw it on there, and I thought to myself, well, that's really sterling, isn't it? I mean, that's something to brag about.
It kind of gives you a little insight into the people that she attracts and the people that she actually works for, because if you email her or call her, her office, you always get some kind of a form letter back that doesn't ever address the issue that you're talking to her about. And that's if you get any reply from her at all. And Allard's bad at that, too. He usually just doesn't reply.
Yeah, he sent you this BS kind of tailor-made kind of BS reply email. I've emailed him on several occasions, but in Marilyn's case, I think it'd be interesting for somebody to ask her why it is the KKK likes her.
Exactly. Yeah.
We should ask her.
I may call her office today, and just ask him. I'll call the Loveland in the Washington office and find out about that.
So, how did you get that endorsement? I mean, how did that work?
Exactly. Are you going to be on Monday, Jay? Or
no, I'm off.
Okay, is someone else going to do your show? Or
Erin Hart will do it.
Oh, okay, yeah, she's great. Is she from Seattle?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, we really like her.
Yeah, she's good people.
Well, listen, Jay, I'd sure like to see you up here Monday. I know it's a long drive and stuff, but if you get a chance, that would be great to come to the city park here in Fort Collins. We sure enjoyed you at the Larimer County Dems dinner. You were fantastic. Remember talking to you in the the complimentary room there, and we've got a big fan base up here. We like of you guys and Turk both. And I tell everybody that when we go door to door, I'm working with Angie's campaign and Randy Fisher, who's going to replace her in House District 53. We tell everybody about your show and encourage them to listen. And you know what, Jay? Most people that I talk to say, oh, well, we listen to Jay all the time.
Oh, thank
you. There
you
have it.
Thanks. You know what? You're very, very kind.
Well, you're doing a great job. And tell Turk you guys have a good weekend. And you were fabulous on Ed's show the other day, too. We really enjoyed it. I don't know why you're nervous about that show, Jay. Kind of take a thing to a different level there, and you really come through. And David Sirota was fantastic.
Yeah, wasn't he?
He had some good people calling. Their questions were fantastic, and after that, my neighbor came over, who's kind of a Republican, and I laid it on him about what David said about the Fortune 500 companies, and about 90% of them only pay about 5% tax rate, so that kind of opened up his eyes a little bit.
Yep, everybody should get that book and read it. Hey, Kevin,
absolutely.
Thank you, man. Have a good weekend.
You have a great holiday. Tell John hi, too.
You got it, man.
See you, Jay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, and everybody up there in the 4th Congressional District, go for it. Put Angie in office. There's no reason not to. All right. Let's go to Doug in Littleton. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
Hey, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to tell you a quick little story about Big Head Todd.
Yeah?
He graduated from Columbine, as you probably know. I graduated in 2000, but every April, first or April Fool's Day, was on the newspaper. We had a running tradition since he graduated. The headline would be Big Head Todd and the Monsters to Play Prom.
Oh, that's great.
So every freshman, because the unwritten rules, you don't tell a freshman that was coming out, they would be going crazy. So when they got to prom, everyone, they're all waiting for Big Head Todd to show up, and they're just like, oh, dude, that was April Fool's joke.
That's good stuff. He's a great guy.
Oh, he's awesome. He's the nicest man. One of the nicest men I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's going to be a good talk show host, too.
I got your email yesterday, and I just, like, jumped out of my seat at work, and they're like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, Big Head Todd's going to be on Jay's show on Wednesday.
Yeah, he is. He's going to be on Wednesday. He says he'll be here by 6 a.m. So
I'm setting my clock early.
I take him at his word, man, that he's going to be doing his thing. All right, I got to run, Doug. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Don't forget why this is Memorial Day. Keep it in mind and think about those who have sacrificed so much for us. And we're off on Monday. Amelia will be here, but so will Aaron Hart. And then the three of us will be back again, in which Amelia has promised open warfare. So we'll see how that goes. That's Tuesday with myself, John Turk, and Amelia Earhart. Have yourselves a good Memorial Day weekend. And don't forget to call the governor about House Bill 1149. Call him now about House Bill 1149. Tell him to sign it. Governor, get off your half moon. Sign the bill. The governor's number, 303-866-2471.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Anything else going on? If you'd like to get to know us better, visit McStain.com.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are